很感谢主，今天我们有机会能够聚在一起。
We want to thank the Lord today. Once again, we have this opportunity to meet together.
一面我是客人，另一面又不是客人。
On the one hand, I'm a guest. On the other, I'm not.
因为我记得大概最少，从第一次教会营开始，好几年就曾经和弟兄姊妹相聚在一起。
I recall ever since the first church camp, I've been with brothers and sisters in fellowship.
而这一次我们在教会营里面特别讲到教会是基督的身体。
And this time at the church camp, we talk about the church being Christ's body.
当你读以弗所书的时候，讲到身体有一个字在英文是很清楚，就 together, together, together.
When you read the book of Ephesians, there's one word very clear in English. It's called together.
所以当我们聚会的时候，我们如果能感觉到我们是在一起。
And so when we meet together, if we can feel that we are together,
那么和大家坐的位置很有关系。
Then it has much to do with the seat in which you are sitting on.
所以因为我们一同来这里讲身体，所以我们好不好？今天晚上我就邀请诸位，你们如果可能的话，尽可能往前面坐，往中间坐。
And so because we're talking about body, let's move forward and sit together.
我想每一排凳子最少填三个人，好不好？我们跑到最前面来。
Yeah, let's fill up the rows at least three persons for each row.
我们试试看，我们试试看。
Shall we,
我们希望今天晚上如此，礼拜六晚上也如此。
Like that tonight we will be such and on Saturday do likewise.
然后我走了以后，你们再回到原来的样子。
And after I leave, then you will go back to your original.
所以如果不困难的话，请大家放弃你的位置，往前你总要表示你放弃你的位置，往前，尽可能往前，好不好？
If we can give up your seat as it were,
你看前面还有空的位置，
you feel that you see in the beginning, in the front
there, 尽可能往前面坐。
Yeah, please move forward.
尽可能往前面坐。
Please move forward.
我想后来的人看到你们往前坐，他们也很自然往前面。
Those people coming from the later will realize that you move forward.
那我们这有的人必须要坐后面，那是没有，那是不得已的。
I know that some need to sit behind, and that's unavoidable.
所以我们建议弟兄姊妹尽可能往前。
Please move forward.
好，我们读一段的圣经。
Shall we turn to the scripture?
马太福音。
Matthew.
十五章。
Matthew 15.
马太十五章。
Matthew 15.
第一节。
Verse one.
那时有法利赛人和文士从耶路撒冷来见耶稣，说：“你们的门徒为什么犯古人的遗传呢？”因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手。
And some Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem, saying, "Why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat bread."
我们特别注意到古人的遗传。
Here, tradition of the elders.
耶稣回答说：“你们为什么因着你们的遗传犯神的诫命呢？”
And he answered and said to them, "And why do you yourselves transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition?"
谁说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必治死他。
For God said, "Honor your father and mother," and he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death.
你们倒说，无论何人对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了贡献。
But you say, "Whoever shall say to his father or mother, anything of mine you might have been helped by has been given to God."
他就可以不孝敬父母。
He is not to honor his father or his mother.
这就是你们借着遗传废掉了神的诫命。
And thus you invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition.
我们注意这里面有两句话是主所说的。
We notice two sayings which the Lord spoke.
你们为什么因着你们遗传犯神的诫命呢？
And why do you yourselves transgress the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition?
遗传不见得是不好。
Tradition is not in itself bad.
但是遗传有可能会犯神的诫命。
But tradition can have the possibility of transgressing the commandment of God.
然后下面主说，这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。
And here you have invalidated the word of God for the sake of your tradition.
马可福音还有一段话是更清楚的，马可第七章。
Mark chapter 7 has got something even clearer.
第七章十三节。
Chapter 7 verse 13.
七章十三节。
Chapter 7 verse 13, Mark.
这就是你们承接遗传 废了神的道，你们还做许多这样的事。
Thus invalidating the word of God by your tradition which you have handed down, and you do many things such as that.
我们的遗传是一直承接下来的。
So we know that tradition has been handed down.
第二代从第一代接过来。
The second generation takes over from the first.
第三代从第二代接过来。
The third takes over from the second.
好几代以后。
After many generations.
我们就承接了一个遗传。
Then you will have a handed down tradition.
但这里有个危险，就是我们所遵守的遗传很可能就废了神的道。
But the danger here is that the tradition that we hold to can invalidate the word of God.
当然，当我们的主在这里说到这些遗传的时候
，When the Lord talked about the traditions here,
我们知道他特别是指的犹太教说的。
So we know that it's about Judaism.
到那个时候，我们知道犹太教已经定了型，成了型了。
So we know that Judaism at that point, at that time had a form.
虽然他们有神的话
，Although they had God's word.
但是神的话对他们不再是新鲜的。
But the Lord's word no longer was fresh to them.
神的话对他们不再是活泼的。
And it's no longer living to them.
他们第一代的时候，神的话是活的。
In the first generation, God's word was living.
所以他们就解释神的话。
And so they explained God's word.
到了第二代的时候
，In the second generation,
他们一面解释神的话
，On the one hand, they explained God's word.
一面就解释他们对第一就是第一代。对于神的话的解释。
And they explain what the first generation espoused.
所以我们注意了，这里有两个解释。
And so here there are two explanations.
第一代只解释神的话。
First generation explained God's word.
你就明白神的话了。
So you understand God's word.
到了第二代的时候。
When you go to the second generation.
你还是解释神的话。
You still explain God's word.
但同时呢，你要解释第一代对于神的话的解释。
You need to explain the explanations of the word of God from the first generation.
然后第三代是如此，第四代是如此。
And then likewise the third generation and the fourth.
慢慢慢慢的，神的话就暗淡了。
And then gradually God's word become dull.
慢慢人就跟随遗传了。
And then men follow traditions.
因为明白主的话。
Because knowing God's word,
需要来到主面前。
You need to come before the presence of God.
需要付代价。
You need to pay the price.
我们需要去买眼药，叫我们能看得见。
You need to buy our eyesight for us to see.
但如果你跟从遗传的话
，If you follow tradition,
因为我们向来是这么做的。
Because we have been doing it all this while.
你也不要问说为什么这样，为什么那样。
You need not ask why must this do this or do that.
薄饼聚会，你知道怎么薄饼的
？You know how to break the bread.
因为我们薄了薄饼，薄了多少年了
？Because we break bread for many years.
第一代这么薄饼
，The first generation.
第二代这么薄饼
，Second generation.
第三代。怎么薄饼
？Third generation such.
第一代薄饼分两段。
First generation of breaking of bread two parts.
前面一段是敬拜主，后面一段是赞美父。
The first part is to worship God, and second to worship the Father.
那到了第二段也是如此。
And then the second generation is like that.
第三代也是如此。
And the third generation is such.
但是慢慢就没有人问说为什么我们这样做呢
？And then very gradually, nobody asks why is it that we do so.
神的话是不是这么说的呢
？Is it God's word said so?
你觉得不对。
If you feel it's not right,
因为这和我们的遗传不符合。
Because it's not congruent to the tradition.
你觉得不对，你有没有问说会不会和神的话是冲突的呢
？Do you ever ask whether it clashes with the word of God?
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道说人的天性是容易跟随遗传。
So our naturalness we follow tradition.
因为如果要明白神的旨意
，If we want to understand God's will,
是要付代价的。
Then you must pay the price.
这条路不容易的。
This road is not easy.
第一代有神的同在。
First generation had God's presence.
因为他们出过代价。
Because they paid the price.
第二代就得着第一代的好处。
The second generation will take the blessings of the first generation.
第三代就得着第二代的好处。
The third generation will take the goodness of the second generation.
所以这样遗传就一直一直的传下来。
And so generation just passed down like that.
人就这么做了。
And so men will do so.
那弟兄姊妹，
and so, brothers,
到了主耶稣那个时候，
when the Lord Jesus comes,
一面有神的话。
On the one hand, there is God's word.
但是许多人不问神的话怎么说。
But few people ask, what does God's word say?
因为犹太教已经形成了。
Because Judaism has become a form.
怎样守安息日？
How do you keep the Sabbath?
你知道怎么守安息日？
You know how to keep the Sabbath.
有一个遗传。
Because there's a tradition.
告诉你应当怎么做的。
The tradition tells you what to do.
但是这里我们主告诉我们说。
But the Lord Jesus here tells us.
遗传有一个危险。
Tradition has got a danger.
他不知不觉的就废掉了神的道。
Unknowingly invalidates the word of God.
神道这是活，神的道是活的。
God's word is living.
遗传是死的。
Tradition is dead.
所以当一代一代传下去的时候。
And so when one generation passes on to another.
结果犹太教就变成死的宗教。
And so Judaism becomes a dead religion.
我们的主耶稣他说我来了乃是要叫人的生命。
Lord Jesus says, I come to give man life.
所以因为这个缘故
Because of this reason,
我们知道主耶稣所面对最大的敌人
So the greatest enemy of the Lord Jesus
他无论到什么地方
Wherever he went to
你看见找主耶稣麻烦的就是那个遗传
All those that gave problems is the tradition to
因为主耶稣是活的
Because the Lord Jesus is life
他与天上的神是紧紧相连的
Because he's intimately connected with the heavenly God
但是这些犹太教里面的人是和历史相连的
But the Jews are connected to the history
他们的神是历史的神
Because their God is the God of history.
但主耶稣的神是今天的神
But the God of the Lord Jesus is a living God today's God.
他到山上去就与神有祷告
When he went to the mountain, he had communion with the Father.
他的神就是今天的神
Because his God is today's God.
那么在这个背景底下
So in this context,
我们要来明白另外一段圣经
We want to understand another passage of scripture.
我们来看就是马太福音第九章
Matthew chapter 9.
第九章是第十第十二节十七节对不起
Verse 17
没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里若是这样皮袋就裂开酒漏出来连皮袋也坏了唯独把新酒装在新皮袋里两样就都保全了
Nor do men put new wine into old wineskins, otherwise the wineskins burst and the wine pours out and the wineskins are ruined, but they put new wine into fresh wineskins and both are preserved.
我们的主他说我是真葡萄树
The Lord said, I'm the true vine.
所以当他在地上生命成熟的时候
When his life was mature on this earth,
就好像葡萄一串串的成熟了
It's just like every clusters of grape become ripe.
结果我们的主经过十字架
And the Lord went to the cross.
那个十字架就好像酒榨一样
And the cross is like the wine press.
我们的主从死里经过死，然后从死里复活
Our Lord went through death and resurrected.
那结果他就把生命供给我，供给了我们
And then he provided us with his life.
那个生命就是新酒所代表的
And then that life is represented by the new wine.
我们的主在十字架上完成了一切
Our Lord Jesus fulfilled everything on the cross.
他受尽了最大的痛苦。
He went through all the hardship.
他把新酒给了我们。
He gave us that new wine.
但是现在问题在这里。
But the problem now is.
救赎已经成功了。
Redemption has been accomplished.
新酒应该装在哪里呢
？Where should the new wine be contained?
主说新酒不可以装在旧皮袋里。
The new wine cannot be put into old wineskins.
因为如果那样的话，皮袋就裂开。
Because if it's so, then the wineskins will burst.
原文是皮袋就炸开。
In the original, the wineskins will be burst.
我们知道旧的皮带呀、是非常松弛的。
We know that old wineskins are flexible.
这个新的酒啊，我们如果懂得化学的话，它的分子运动是非常快的。
We know that if we know chemistry, the new wine is a lot of reactions.
Molecular actions. 它这个分子的运动是非常快的。
Molecular actions are very fast.
所以这个时候呢，你看见如果你把它装在旧的皮袋里面
，If you put it into old wineskin,
那么在原文是把整个旧皮袋炸掉。
Then in the original, the wineskin will burst.
旧的皮袋不能够装新的酒。
Old wineskin cannot put new wine.
结果呢，你看连皮袋也就都坏了。
And then you find that the wineskins will be ruined.
那这里的旧皮带我们知道是指着犹太教说的。
And so we know the old wineskin here is Judaism.
就是指着传统来说的。
It's about tradition.
如果你今天把我们的主所完成的工作他的救恩和他的生命如果放在犹太教里面
Today if you put the completed work of the Lord Jesus and his life into Judaism
结果两样都不能保存
And then the both will not be preserved
但是主说唯有新酒装在新皮袋里两样就都保全
Only new wine in new wineskins both will be preserved
这个新皮袋指的教会说的
This new wineskin is the church
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers,
因为人是传统的产物
Because man is the product of tradition.
因着这个缘故，人很容易跟随传统。
So man easily follows tradition.
所以弟兄姊妹，因为前面有犹太教。
Because in the front there is Judaism.
这就告诉我们说，人有可能有倾向会把基督的生命放在犹太，放在传统里面。
And so there's a tendency for man to put Judaism into the old wine, into new wine skin.
在教会历史果然是如此。
And so in the church history also.
你看，你要把酒放在新皮袋里，除非神在我们上做了一些工作。
For new wine to put into put into new wine skin, God need to do a work in our lives.
我们人旧人就是倾向旧皮带的。
Our old man will be have a tendency for the old wine skin.
我们这个人就是宗教的产物。
We are the product of tradition.
我 no 产宗教 religion.
Religion.
我们这个人不能没有宗教的。
We need religion.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but dear brothers,
你看见说我们的主不是创立一个宗教。
Our Lord did not institute a religion.
地上有许多的宗教。
And on earth there are many religions.
有许多 master of religion, 有许多宗教的教主。
There are many masters of religions.
但是我们的主不是教主，他是救主。
But our Lord is not a master of religion.
他所完成的，他所给我们的新酒，我们不能把它放在传统，不能把它放在宗教里面。
The new wine that is given us cannot be put into old wine skin into tradition.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but dear brothers,
主耶稣那个时候有犹太教。
But Jesus at the time had Judaism.
今天我们有基督教。
Today we have Christianity.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers,
当你看基督教的时候，那不是另外一个传统吗？
If you look at Christianity, isn't it another tradition?
那现在基督教和犹太有什么不同呢？
What's the difference between Christianity and Judaism?
如果当主耶稣在地上的时候，
When the Lord Jesus was on earth,
人有可能借着遗传废掉诫命，神的诫命的话。
There was a tendency for man to invalidate the word of God because of tradition.
那你要小心。
And then you must be careful.
今天我们在基督教里面。
Today in Christianity,
我们有可能把神的话废掉。
In the same way, we can invalidate the word of God.
我们对于教会的认识。
Our knowing of God's word.
不是圣经的认识。
Not according to the word of God.
那是别人怎么用教会，我们也怎么用教会。
It's how other people use the church, so we will use it like.
别人怎么领会教会，我们也怎么教会。
How other people were to recognize the church, we will.
我们聚在一起的时候，
we will come together.
这是他们的教会。
This is their church.
这是我们的教会。
This is our church.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
在新加坡只有一个教会。
In a church in Singapore, it's only one.
在新加坡只有一个基督的身体。
In Singapore, it's only one body.
所以什么时候你说我们的教会，他们的教会？
So every time you say this is my church and this is their church.
现在我们到教会里面去。
If we go into this, go to the church.
那你把教会当作一个建筑物。
Then you take the church as a building.
你看你不知不觉已经跟随了传统。
Then you unconsciously already follow tradition.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers,
你一跟随遗传。
Once you follow tradition,
那就证明说我们废掉了神的话。
We have invalidated the word of God.
神的话是什么？
What's God's word?
新酒要放在新皮袋里。
New wine must go into new wine skin.
所以新酒只能够放在基督的身体里面。
New wine can only put into the body of Christ.
所以当你读圣经的时候，
And so when you study the word of God,
你就晓得说原来新酒是放在新皮袋里。
You realize that new wine is put into new wine skins.
所以我们都记得保罗的故事。
And so we remember Paul's story.
那么我们知道保罗一生对于福音真理是非常清楚。
You know that Paul is very clear about the gospel.
28年之久。
28 years.
或者我们22年之久。
22 years.
你看神的话在他里面是透亮的。
You know that gospel was very clear in him.
他什么叫做福音的真理
？What is the gospel?
他敢抵挡彼得。
He was willing to confront Peter.
因为彼得不遵守福音的真理。
Because Peter did not obey the truth of the gospel.
彼得保罗只认识神的话。
Because Paul only recognized God.
保罗不认识彼得。
Paul did not recognize.
不管彼得有多么重要。
No matter how important Peter
was. 如果他违反福音的真理。
If he invalidated God's truth.
他要抵挡彼得的。
Then he will oppose Peter.
没有一个人像保罗对福音真理那么清楚。
No one was as clear about the truth as Paul.
没有一个人解释新酒像彼得解释、保罗解释那么清楚。
No one explained about the new wine like the way Paul did.
保罗13封书信就给我们看见那个新酒。
Paul's studying epistles talk about the new wine.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗清楚的很，新酒应当要放在新皮带里面。
So Paul was very clear, new wine must put in the new wine skins.
但是弟兄姊妹，
but dear brothers and sisters,
等到有一天，
one day,
他到了耶路撒冷，
he went to Jerusalem.
然后他的，你知道，这耶路撒冷弟兄们告诉他，
and the brothers in Jerusalem told him,
他说弟兄兄台，你看在耶路撒冷信主的好几万。
He said, brothers, look at the number of believers in Jerusalem.
Many 10,000,
many 10,000
是好几万的，不是好几千呢。
Many 10,000.
你刚当初从福音一传开是3000人得救。
In the beginning, when the gospel was preached, 3,000.
然后5000人得救。
Then 5,000.
8000人得救已经快靠近一万了。
And then 8,000 was nearly 10,000.
现在有好几年了。
And then after a few years,
你看见在这里耶路撒冷信主有好几万。
And then there are tens of thousands of believers.
这句话实在是好听的话。
This is a good.Good word.
当你看见那么人得救，你要高兴。
You are supposed to be very happy.
当你看见新加坡有好多人得救，你要高兴。
When you see so many believers in Singapore, you'll be very happy.
但是现在你要问。
But now you have to ask.
这些人是不得救了，不错。
Indeed, these people are.
但圣经怎么形容他们呢？
But how did the scripture describe them?
他们每一个人都为什么？都为犹太，都为律法热心。
But every one of them was zealous for the law.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
保罗告诉我们，今天在恩典里面，不在这律法底下。
Paul tells us that now that we are in grace, we are no longer in the law.
如果我们不在律法底下
，If we are not longer under law,
我们怎么可能为律法热心呢
？How can we be zealous for the law?
我们怎么可能礼拜六守安息
？How can we keep the Sabbath on Saturday?
我们怎么可能在牵牛牵羊来奉献呢
？How can we bring the bulls and goats to sacrifice?
我们只能在旧约里面，在那里打鼓敲锣敬拜。
How can we be in the Old Testament beating all the drums?
这是
worship. That's Old Testament.
你如果读诗篇一百五十篇的话
，If you read Psalm 150,
那个敬拜是旧约的敬拜。
That is the Old Testament worship.
那个敬拜不是新约的敬拜。
That's not New Testament worship.
所以主耶稣说，时候将到，如今就是了。
So the Lord Jesus says, now is the time.
那现在人若要敬拜神，应当用心灵和诚实来拜他。
If man wants to worship God, he needs to worship God in spirit and truth.
因为在旧约。
Because in Old
Testament, 人的灵是死的
because the man's spirit is dead.
人离开神不知道有多远
man departed from God a lot of
distance. 所以人只好用身体和他的魂来敬拜
and so man used his soul and body to worship God
他们觉得神离开他很远
because he realized that God is very far
所以他们一定要用欢呼的声音
and so they used a lot of voices
所以他们要用各种不同的乐器
used all kinds of instruments
好像引起神的注意
it's like to arouse God's attention
他们需要一个大的建筑物
you must have a big building
来到建筑物里面你觉得神是高高在上的
you come to this building, you realize that God is Almighty.
这样就能帮助你来敬拜。
Then you will help you in your worship.
主耶稣说
，Lord Jesus said,
神天父乃是寻找真正拜父他。
God looks for the worshippers who worship in spirit.
在旧约那个敬拜
，In Old Testament worship,
是真的敬拜。
It's true worship,
但是不是在实际里 ，not in reality， 不是在实际里面的敬拜。
It's not in reality,
是影子的敬拜。
It's a shadow.
好，旧约的敬拜那是瞎子的敬拜。
The Old Testament is a blind worship.
但是感谢主。到了新约的时候
When we come to New Testament,
你看见我们敬拜父乃是用心灵和诚实来拜他
We worship God in spirit and in truth.
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗在这里是新约的敬拜
This is New Testament worship.
新约的敬拜是里面的不是外面的
New Testament worship is inside not outside.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brother and sister,
现在你明白了
Now you realize,
如果你仍旧留在犹太教里面
If you remain in Judaism,
那个敬拜是旧约的敬拜
That worship is Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
旧约的人知道怎么敬拜
Old Testament people know how to worship.
那么旧约人知道怎么守律法。
The Old Testament people know how to keep the law.
结果这几万人也守律法。
And tens of thousands keep the law.
他们也在那里聚会。
They are also there meeting together.
在旧约有长老。
In the Old Testament, there are elders.
现在他们也有长老。
Now they are also elders.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在如果你跟随传统的话。
If you follow tradition.
你不要问神说到底我们应当怎样聚会。
You don't ask God how we ought to worship.
你看看犹太教。
You look at Judaism,
你看看会堂
you look at the synagogue,
他们怎么聚会
how they,
怎么来一起
how they assemble,
现在我们就要怎么来到一起
then you know how to assemble.
这是旧的皮带
This is old wineskin.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
但是有一个好处
but there is an advantage.
人山人有许许多多的人
there are many thousands of people.
那么几万人不是代表神的祝福吗
isn't it tens of thousands of people represent God's blessing?
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
because of this reason,
今天人为着人数的缘故
because of numbers,
人就妥协了
man becomes to apostatize
妥协了 compromise 那保罗不知不觉的也受了也摇动了
and so Paul was also shaken
所以那个时候他那个时候我们知道这个雅各就告诉他
and so James told him
他说他就告诉他说那么好了既然有很多人误会说你反对律法
so since there are so many people who misunderstood that you go against the law
那么现在你就跟随他们
why don't you go according to their
ways 我们这里有四个拿细耳人他们要还愿的
here there are four Nazarites who want to pay a vow
所以现在呢他们要到圣殿里面去
so now they want to come to the temple
现在要等祭司为他们献祭
so to wait for a priest to sacrifice on their behalf
那么你也和他们一起去
why don't you go with them too
如果人看见在圣殿里面保罗也在
When people see that Paul is also in the temple
他们献祭保罗也献祭
That they are sacrificing and Paul is also sacrificing
他们等候祭司你们也等候祭司
They are waiting for the priest and so you are also waiting for the priest
那这样所有的 rumor 所有的谣言就通通没有了
And so all the rumors will be squashed
那么结果你知道你要得大家都欢迎你
And so everybody will welcome you
大家不再误会你了
Nobody will misunderstand you
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在你明白吗
Now you realize
有一个力量叫做传统的力量
There is a force, a traditional force
那个传统的力量是人没有办法抵挡。
This force of tradition, man is cannot overcome.
传统的力量连保罗似乎都不能抵挡。
Even Paul cannot overcome the power of tradition.
所以那个勇敢的保罗
，so that courageous Paul，
那个真理明清楚的保罗
that Paul who is very clear.
你看他软弱了
，he was weak.
他居然跟着他们去了。
He indeed followed after them.
弟兄姊妹，当初彼得这样做的时候
，When Peter was at the time, that
保罗当面抵挡保罗，保罗当面抵挡彼得。
Paul opposed Peter.
这一次为什么他不起来反对他自己呢
？How why is it this time he did not oppose himself?
所以弟兄姊妹
，So Brian says,
你看见连保罗那么刚强的人
，Even Paul such a strong man,
面对一个传统
，When he was faced with tradition,
他不能不屈服的。
He was succumbed.
他不能不屈服啊，不能不 yield。
He yielded to the tradition。
所以因着这个缘故
，So because of that，
我们晓得保罗软弱了。
And so Paul was weak。
因着软弱的缘故
，Because he was，
他在等祭司来献祭。
He waited for the priest to come。
结果神不能等了。
And so God could not wait.
神知道如果再等下去的话
，God knew that if he waited，
就没有基督教了。
Then there would be no more。
再等下去
，If wait anymore，
就没有教会了。
Then there would be no more church。
再等下去的话
，Waiting some more，
教会就变成犹太的一个支了。
Then the church will be a sect of Judaism,
a branch
of Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在教会就在犹太教的雨大的雨伞底下。
And then the church will be under the umbrella of Judaism.
因为那个时候的犹太教是个合法的宗教。
Because at that time Judaism was legal.
而且当时他和皇帝有一个默契。
Because there was a deal with the emperor.
虽然大家都拜皇帝，但是犹太教可以不拜皇帝。
Everybody was worshiping the emperor, but the Judaism does not need to worship emperor.
所以你只要在犹太教的保护伞底下，你就安全了。
So if you're under the protection of Judaism,
所以弟兄姊妹，有许多的好处叫你把新酒放在旧皮袋里。
So there are many advantages to put the new wine into old wineskin.
但是感谢主。
Oh, thank the Lord.
神爱他的教会。
God loves the church.
虽然神爱保罗。
Although God loves Paul.
他舍不得监禁保罗。
He did not yield to Paul.
他不舍不得，他不愿意，他不
he was
他没有意思要这样做。
So, God was not wanting to.
好像父母舍不得儿女受苦一样。
It's like parents do not want the children to suffer.
所以，但是弟兄姊妹，他不能，保罗不能再这样下去。
But Paul could not carry on.
所以你看见神就把保罗的手就监禁起来了。
And so God imprisoned, put chains on Paul.
然后神就把保罗放在监狱里面。
And then God put Paul in prison.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
因着这个缘故，保罗不会再走那条路了。
Because of that, Paul will no longer walk in that way.
但这只是消极的。
This is a passive.
这只是告诉我们，新酒不能放在旧皮袋里。
And then you tell us that the new wine cannot put the old wine skins.
但是新酒是什么
？But what's new wine?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当他在罗马监狱的时候
，When he was in the Roman prison,
他写了以弗所的书信。
He wrote Ephesians.
他写了哥罗西的书信。
He wrote Colossians.
现在我们知道新酒是什么了。
So we know what is new wine.
原来新酒就是保罗所说的教会是基督的身体。
And so we know that the church is Christ's body.
你知道皮带是一个器皿。
You know that wine skin is a vessel.
新皮带跟旧皮带都是器皿。
The old wine skin, new wine skin, they are vessels.
是要把新酒放在里面的。
So you put new wine inside it.
那身体也是个器皿。
And so the body is a vessel.
是把一个 invisible personality 装在里面的。
To put invisible personality into it.
是把一个看不见人格放在里面的。
To put invisible personality in it.
然后你看见说基督是头，我们乃是他的身体。
Then you realize that Christ is the head and we are the body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看基督他有一个丰满。
You see that Christ is a fullness.
他的丰满要转在哪里？
Where to put the fullness?
新酒有个丰满的。
New wine has a fullness.
那你把新酒要放在哪里？
Where do you put the new wine?
所以现在保罗给我们看见。
So Paul says, see,
有一个盛装基督丰满的地方。
There is a vessel that can contain Christ.
犹太教太小太小了。
Judaism is too small.
弟兄姊妹，现在有一个器皿是宇宙的器皿。
Here now there is a vessel, the universal one.
大的一个地步，这个器皿头在天上，他的身体在地上。
So large to a point, the head is in heaven and the body on earth.
那感谢主，
弟兄姊妹，
弟兄姊妹，保罗果然把那个意象，果然给我们看得很清楚。
And so Paul has seen clearly the vision.
现在不止保罗看见意象
，Not only Paul seeing the vision.
我们这些人也明白了。
We also understand.
原来教会不是犹太教的一支。
That the church is not a branch of Judaism.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
教会乃是基督的身体。
That the church is Christ's body.
所以因着这个缘故。
For that reason,
保罗就带领整个的教会。
So Paul led the whole church.
就离开了犹太教。
To leave Judaism.
的的确确就回到基督的身上。
In reality, to enter into, back into Christ's body.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着保罗所看见这个亮光。
Because Paul saw that vision.
现在我们不会再留在黑暗里面。
We no longer are in darkness.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
一直到今天。
All the way to today.
我们为什么聚在这里呢
？Why do we meet together?
有这么多聚会。
There are so many meetings.
有的地方人比我们多。
Other places a lot more.
有的地方聚会的地方比我们漂亮，好看的多。
Other places a lot more beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，他们都是蒙恩得救的。
They're all redeemed.
难道我们加入他们是羞耻吗
？If we enter into their congregation, is it a shame?
Join them. 难道是羞耻吗
？Joining them is
他们是我们的弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, brothers and sisters.
我们没有理由不能够在不在一起。
There's no reason why we cannot be together.
我们都读同一本的圣经。
We study the same Bible.
弟兄姊妹，为什么今天我们要聚在一起
？Why do we meet together?
弟兄姊妹，在这里有一个见证。
Because there is a testimony.
这个见证就是。
The testimony is.
教会是基督的身体。
That church is Christ's body.
如果在新加坡已经有那个身体的彰显。
If in Singapore there is already the manifestation of the body,
你应该参加，你不应该另外再来一个的。
You should be joining them and not creating another one.
什么叫做宗派呢
？What is a sect denomination?
宗派乃是在基督的身体之外再分门别类，这个叫做宗派。
And that is apart from Christ's body, still have divisions.
所以请记得。
So please remember.
今天弟兄姊妹聚在一起的时候。
Brothers and sisters meeting together.
你看这里有个使命，有个 mission.
Here there's a mission.
这个使命就是靠着主的恩典。
It's depending on God's grace.
当大家都把新酒放在旧皮带的时候
，When everybody put the new wine into old wine skin，
在这里有一个见证
，And they're here，
给我们看见基督的丰满乃是在他的身体里面
，Christ's fullness is in his body。
我们为着这个见证而活着
，We live because of this testimony。
弟兄姊妹，等到你见主面的时候
，When you meet the Lord，
你能够平平安安、快快乐乐的去朝见你
，Then you can joyfully meet the Lord，
因为主所托付你的事你已经完成了
，Because what God has trusted you have fulfilled。
看见是需要付代价的。
To be able to see, you need to pay price.
你看见了教会是基督的身体。
Once you've seen that Christ, the church is Christ's body,
你不能够再回头走路。
Then you cannot turn back again and walk
another way. 弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand?
所以因着这个缘故
，So because of that reason,
每一个人都必须是活的。
Everybody needs to be alive.
每一个人必须连于基督元首的。
Everybody needs to be joined to the head.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
如果你犯罪了
，If you commit sin,
你看见你就与主就脱节了。
Then you will be disjoined from the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
你来到聚会里面
，When you come for meeting,
因为你是与主的交通断绝的
，because you have disjoined your fellowship with God,
你人可以坐在这里
，your person can be here.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看我们这个人是死的
，but you realize that you'll be dead.
什么时候我们恢复与神交通
？Every time you revive your fellowship,
我们就是活的
，then you'll be alive.
你是活的，我也是活的
，you're alive, I'm alive.
我们来到聚会的时候
，come together.
你看这是基督的身体
，and this is Christ's body.
所以弟兄姊妹
，so dear brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
，for that reason,
每一个人都要认罪。
Everybody needs to confess.
许多时候教会不活，因为有许多的罪。
Every time the church is not alive because there are many sins.
年轻人没有好好对付罪。
Young people do not deal with sin.
弟兄姊妹，他来到聚会里面。
They come.
他里面是不平安的。
Inside not no peace.
因为他没有认罪。
Because they have not confessed.
所以他与主是断绝交通的。
So they are disconnected. They are
disconnected. 他人坐在那里。
The person is here.
只是坐在那里。
But the person is only here.
但如果他活过来了。
But he is alive again.
他与主恢复交通了。
Then revive their fellowship.
你也活过来了。
And you revive your fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个聚会就不同了。
Then you find that the fellowship is different.
这个聚会就满了神的同在。
Then they will be full of God's presence.
这是基督的身体。
This is Christ's body.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？
You realize.
现在我们有路了。
Here now we have a way。
但是保罗付了很大的代价。
But Paul paid a big price。
本来他是自由的。
Originally before that he was free。
现在他失去了他的自由。
Now he lost his freedom。
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and
sisters。本来我们是自由的。
Initially we were free。
我们可以回到传统里面。
We can go back to tradition。
我们可以参加那个又大又漂亮的礼拜堂。
We can go to that one most wonderful and magnificent。
但是没有办法，弟兄姊妹。
But there's no
way. 我要走那条路的时候
，When we want to walk in that way，
你看神把我们监禁起来了。
And so then God builds us up。
所以今天我们在新加坡是没有路的。
So we in Singapore have no way。
你只能跟随主。
You need to, you can only follow the
Lord。你不是跟随传统，你就是跟随基督的身体。
If you're not following tradition, then you're following the Christ's body.
那现在我们要问
，Then we need to ask，
这件事是可不可能实行的
？Can we fulfill this？
感谢主，你读整个教会历史的时候
，When you read the whole history of the church，
你看见这件事情是可以实行的。
You know that this can be fulfilled.
2000年来
，2000 years，
不错，有人跟随传统。
Indeed, there are people for tradition.
结果就把它组成了一个基督教。
And then they form a Christianity.
这个基督教有天主教，有更正教。
Then there is Roman, the Catholicism and Protestant.
那你把这两个加在，这就是所谓的基督教。
And then you add these two together, it becomes Christianity.
那今天我们所谓的教会
，today the church，
就是这个基督教里面的一个支和一个派就是了。
Then becomes different denominations and sects.
那这个就是把酒新酒放在旧皮袋里面。
And that is to put new wine into old wineskins.
那弟兄姊妹，这个怎么会变成这个样子呢
？How did it become like this？
教会历史怎么会有这种情形
？How did it happen church history to be like this？
那么是不是教会就被打倒了呢
？Is it that the church has been, cast down？
是，这是不是说这个成了这个撒旦就得胜了呢
？Is it that Satan was victorious？
是不是今天神让你一定要分得四分五裂呢
？Is it that today's God's people must be all divided？
是不是我们一点办法都没有了
？Is it that we have no other way？
弟兄姊妹，你看见说的的确确有基督教的历史。
We know that indeed there's a history of Christianity。
我再说。教会的历史有两部分。
I say again that the church history has two portions.
一部分是传统的历史。
On the one hand is tradition.
就是基督教的历史。
And that's the tradition of.
包括天主教，包括更正教。
And that's Catholicism and Protestant.
还有一个历史就是基督身体的历史。
And then another history is the church, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当你读圣经，当你读教会历史的时候。
So when you study church history,
你要看见感谢主在教会历史两千年来神还留下七千人没有向巴黎屈膝。
That in the last 2000 years, God still retained 7,000 who did not bow down to Baal.
所以我们何等愿意和这七千人站在一起。
We hope that these 7,000 can stand together.
一直到今天21世纪。
All the way to 21st century today.
你看那个传统一直传下来。
You see the tradition has just been handed down.
如果你写教会历史只写这一部分的话。
If you write church history, this trajectory of
tradition. 你只写传统的历史。
Then you will write the history of tradition.
你忽略了圣灵有另外一方面的历史。
You neglect the Holy Spirit has another trajectory.
在每一个 generation.
In every generation.
你看见都有基督身体的彰显。
In every generation, there's a manifestation of the body of Christ.
所以如果你明白这个历史的话。
If you understand this history.
弟兄姊妹，你就会得着鼓舞的。
Then you'll be encouraged.
我们不是一般特别的人。
We are not a special group of people.
在教会历史里面。
In church history.
好多人已经走在那条路上。
A lot of people have already walked in this road.
不过那条路要付上代价。
But this road has to pay a price.
因着那条路。
Because of this road.
许多人受逼迫。
Many people are persecuted.
因着那条路
，because of that road，
许多人被误会
；a lot of people misunderstood。
因着那条路
，because of that road，
他们被弃绝
；they were abandoned。
弟兄姊妹，他们就像保罗一样
；they were like Paul。
我们成为了世上万物的渣滓，我们变成一台戏给世人看
；they were scum of this world, spectators for people to see。
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？You see，
这个就是教会。
This is a church.
这就是保罗的经历。
This is Paul's experience.
这也是教会的经历。
This is also the experience of the church.
弟兄姊妹，我再说。
Right, since I say,
一个人怎么样能够离开传统，能够把新酒放在新皮袋里
？How does a person leave tradition and put a new wine into new wine skin?
你看见就像保罗一样。
It's like Paul.
不光大马苏路上被神捉拿了。
Not only captured on the road to Damascus.
而且你看现在神要 arrest 他，神要拘捕他。
God wants to arrest him.
今天教会需要神来折服我们。
Today the church needs God to arrest us.
今天教会
band us. To band us.
那另外一方面，你看今天教会需要神来拘捕我们。
Well, the church needs God to band us.
为什么拘捕？为什么拘捕
？Why ban?
Arrest.
Why arrest us?
那拘捕的意思是我们有可能会错的。
Because we have a possibility of being wrong.
凭着我们的本，凭着我们的肉体。
Based on our flesh.
我们一定跟从热闹的。
We follow.The crowd.
我们希望伟大，我们希望人越多越好。
We want a lot of people.
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看你贫穷人有福了。
You know that the poor are blessed.
主对门徒怎么说呢
？What did the Lord tell the disciples?
你们贫穷人有福了。
That the poor are blessed.
不光是灵里贫穷。
Not only the poor in spirit.
他们因着跟随主的缘故。
Because they follow the Lord.
他们是富有的。
They are rich.
因为他们给出去的缘故。
Because they gave.
结果他们变成贫穷。
They became poor.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
如果你要跟随主。
If you want to follow the Lord.
你今天要走在主的道路上。
You want to walk in God's ways.
那条路不是简单的道路。
That road is not a simple one.
那条路是需要付代价。
You need to pay a price.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那条路是荣耀的道路。
That's a glorious way.
因为两千年来。
Because 2000 years,
已经有一条路指明给我们看。
There is a road pointing to us.
所以，若主愿意的话
，So if the Lord willing,
我们今天晚上和礼拜六的晚上
，Tonight and on Saturday night,
我们要把这条路指给弟兄们看。
We want to point out this way to brothers and sisters.
在2000年来
，In 2000 years,
你看见神做了一些荣耀的工作。
You see that God did a glorious work.
但是2000历史太长了
，But 2000 years of history.
我们只有两个晚上
，You only have two evenings.
所以我们只能很快的点一下
，So we can only point out some points.
让弟兄姊妹知道说，神的确在教会的历史里面留下7000人没有向巴黎去。
That indeed God left 7,000 who did not bow down to Baal.
那首先弟兄姊妹
，First of all,
我们看见说整个基督教怎么变成传统的。
We want to see how the whole Christianity became a tradition.
它有两条线。
There are two lines.
这个两条线是怎么变成基督教？所谓的基督教。
How these two lines became Christianity?
我说基督教是包括天主教和更正教来说的。
This Christianity religion got to do with Catholicism and Protestant.
当你看这个旧皮带的时候
，When you see the old wineskin,
当你看见这个 tradition 的时候
，When you see the tradition,
就像罗马一样，不是一天造成的。
It's like Rome not built in one day.
主说的话很清楚。
The Lord's word is very clear.
他老早就预言了。
He prophesied long ago.
他是世界上或者外邦人有君王和大臣来管辖他们。
That the Gentiles have kings to lord over them.
但是你们中间不可以这样。
But in your midst, you cannot be like this.
在教会里面不可以这样。
The church cannot be like that.
这什么意思
？What do you mean by this?
这就告诉我们说
，This tells us.
根据主耶稣的预言
，Following the Lord's prophecy.
有一天教会要世界化的。
That one day the church will be secularized.
是教会就跟世界一模一样的。
That the church will be like the world.
弟兄姊妹，没有一个人不爱世界。
Nobody does not love the world.
今天年轻人都爱世界。
Everyone, the young people love the world.
花花绿绿的世界。
The a lot of things in this world.
连盖恩夫人。
Madame Guyon,
他年轻的时候
when she was young,
当他在巴黎的时候
when she was in Paris,
那个巴黎的世界吸引他
the world of Paris attracted her.
弟兄姊妹
My sisters,
你在巴黎你不可能不受世界的影响
If you are in Paris, you cannot be influenced.
但是弟兄姊妹
My sisters,
当我们得救的时候
when we have been saved,
我们已经离了埃我们已经出了埃及
We already left Egypt.
我们印着红海我们的世界已经远远丢在背后
Through the cross sea, we put Egypt behind.
但是不要忘记
Don't forget,
什么时候教会变成世界
？Whenever the church become worldly,
本来世界在外面。
At first, the church is outside.
教会在里面。
The church is inside.
现在呢，你看见教会里面就是世界，世界就是这两个完全一样了。
You find that the church has become the world, and the world become the church.
你看见这是年轻人最喜欢的。
This is what young people like.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？You understand?
现在你看见吗？你可以爱世界。
So now you can love the world.
因为教会，你要爱教会，就是爱世界。
You love the church, you love the world.
教会已经变成世界的一部分了。
The church has become part of the world.
这是第一条线。
This is the first line.
第二条线。
The second line.
主耶稣说。你们不要接受拉比的称呼
You don't be called rabbis
因为你们都是弟兄
Because you're all brothers
你们不要有人叫你称你们做父
Don't let anyone call you father
因为你们只有一位天上的
Because there's only one heavenly father
弟兄姊妹这什么意思
What does this mean?
这就告诉我们说
This tells us
有一天教会就犹太教化
One day the church will be Judaized
教会就像犹太教一样
The church will be like Judaism
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
当你读教会历史的时候
You study church history
你看见很清楚的
You see very clear
什么叫做基督教呢
What is Christianity?
第一
Number one
教会世界化了
The church become worldly
第二
Second
教会犹太教化了
The church become Judaized
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
什么叫做教会犹太教化呢
What is the church become Judaized?
犹太教有四个特点
There are four specialties
那第一个特点
The first
它有圣殿
There's temple.
有物质的圣殿。
There's a physical temple.
第二
，second,
a code of law. 它有律法。
There's a code of law.
第三
，third,
它有 priesthood.
There's priesthood.
有祭司。
Priesthood.
第四
，fourth,
它有属地的应许。
There's earthly promise.
Promise. 什么叫属地应许呢
？What's earthly promise?
如果你遵守神的旨意
，If you follow God's commandments,
牛羊都不掉胎的。
You all that we know miscarriages.
那么你的园子里面有。不管是葡萄，不管是橄榄，都是丰收的。
Whether it's olive or grapes in your plantation, it's all blooming.
你不是大富，也是小康。
If you will be prosperous,
所有的繁荣一定跟着你的。
Prosperity will go with you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
不要忘记了
Don't forget,
这是犹太教。
This is Judaism.
你怎么知道教会已经变成犹太教了呢
How do you know the church has become Judaized?
你看看有没有这四个东西
You see whether there are four things.
一个是物质的圣殿
One is physical temple.
一个是 a code of law.
Second code of law.
你知道有人有信条的
You know there's a code of law.
Apostle Creed.
There's a creed. There's creed of apostles.
你看见吗？这些 creed 就告诉你说你到底相信什么
This creed will tell you what you believe.
现在你不管违反不违反圣经。
Whether or not you invalidate the word of God.
如果你违反了 creed 的话，那你就要被开除了。
If you invalidate the word, the creed, then you.
我们不能与你有交通。
Then we will have no fellowship with you.
所以这是第二。
The second.
第三呢
？Third.
你看见不是你直接来到神面前。
It's not that you come to God directly.
你看教会里面有人在你和神之间。
There is a between you and God. There is someone middleman.
你太忙了。
You're too busy.
你忙的没有时间侍奉神。
You're so busy that you cannot serve God.
但是教会里一定要有人侍奉才对呀、啊。
But in the church, everyone to serve God.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们请一般人来侍奉。
And so now we invite some people to serve.
本来每一个人有侍奉的。
At first, everybody should serve.
你在世界上赚钱。
In the world, you make money.
现在我们把一部分钱给有人在教会里面来侍奉就对了。
And so you get a portion of the money to pay some people to serve.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So Francis.
什么叫做祭司呢
？What's priest？
祭司应该每个人都是祭司。
Everyone ought to be priest。
这是圣经里面告诉我们的。
This is what the Bible tells us。
以色列要成为祭司的国度。
That the Israel should be a kingdom of priests。
那就是说每一个人都应该是祭司的。
Everyone ought to be a priest。
我们应该每个人都是与主直接来往的。
Everybody ought to have a direct communication with God。
但是我们太忙了。
We are too busy。
你教会不能闲在那里，对不对
？And so we cannot just be like that。
不能 idle， 不能闲在那。
You know we cannot be idle。
那么你看见主要有人来管这个事。
And so someone needs to take charge。
所以教会里就少数的人起来管这些。
And so a small group of people come to do the work。
这些人就变成了 priests。
And these people become priests。
那弟兄，这是第三点。
So this is number three。
第四点呢
？The fourth。
你看见犹太教特点在哪里
？What's the fourth thing？
你如果爱主的话
，If you love the Lord，
你常来聚会的话
，If you come regularly，
神要祝福你。
And God will bless you。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？而且你越来越富有。
And then you realize that you become more and more prosperous。
我在巴西的时候
，When I was in Brazil，
你知道巴西啊有好多 mega church。
In Brazil there are many mega churches。
他们不得了啊
！Oh amazing！
他们是把常常是把整个的 shopping mall 买下来的。
They bought the whole shopping mall。
那这些都不是有钱的人哦。
These are not wealthy people。
你带他们奉献起来怎么奉献呢
？How do they tie？
他们拿了个大的麻袋。
They take a big bag。
麻袋。
Big sack。
Yeah， 要放在讲台前面。
Put in front of the
然后许多人到前面就把钱就奉献了。
And then a lot of people put their money in.
这都是穷人的钱呐。
This is all poor people's money.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Francis,
他们怎么说呢
？What did they say？
他说啊，我们要赶鬼。
We want to chase demons.
我们要把贫穷的鬼赶出去。
We want to chase away the poor demons that are poor.
Poverty. 所以他们为他们赶鬼。
And so we cast out those.
所以他们为他
so,
为这些人赶鬼。
So they cast out demons for these people.
所以等到这些人鬼被赶出去，他们觉得他们从现在开始要富起来。
So after casting out the demons, then they will become rich.
因为他们所以不富，因为有贫穷的鬼。
They are not rich because they have this poverty demon.
所以他们聚完会回出来都开心的不得了，因为他们想鬼已经被赶出去。
So after the meeting, they're so happy because the poverty demon has been cast out.
所以呢，他们奉献，他们知道我给一块，有一天我会从主那里得一千块。
So they know that if they were to tie $1, then one day the God will give them 1,000.
弟兄姊妹，成千许许多多的人呐、啊。
Thousands of people.
你今天到巴西去的
？Do you go to Brazil?
几乎在每一个小摊里面都是 mega church.
Everywhere there's mega church.
但是弟兄姊妹
，My brothers and sisters,
现在我们要问
，Now we need to ask.
我们要问一件事。
You need to ask one thing.
为什么这些人这么多人
？Why so many people?
因为有一个 gospel 叫做 prosperity gospel.
Because there's a prosperity gospel.
但这个繁荣的福音不是圣经的福音。
But this is not the gospel in the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，圣经是告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us.
凡跟从主的人要舍己撇下一切来跟随。
Those who want to follow him must deny themselves. Forsake everything and follow after him.
所以弟兄姊妹
sisters,
今天如果你只讲 prosperity gospel 的话
if you just talk prosperity gospel,
有很多人要跟随你
a lot of people follow you.
这是什么
What's this?
你看见很清楚这个就是犹太教的原则
This is Judaism, the principle.
弟兄姊妹
sisters,
2000年来
2000 years,
你看教会滴滴慢慢慢慢就往这条路上走
And the church walk in this way.
那一点都不错你知道早期的时候
You know that in the earlier years,
你知道刚开始弟兄姊妹擘饼纪念主非常活，这是基督的身体。
In the beginning, when they break bread, the body of Christ is very living.
但是慢慢他们发现了。
But after a while, they realized.
这个发现不是圣经的发现。
This realization is not the Bible's realization.
每次擘饼纪念主有个主的桌子。
Every time there is a table,
the Lord's table. 然后上面有杯，上面也有饼。
And then there is a cup and there's bread.
那么这个是 token of love， 这是爱的标志。
This is token of love。
我们每个主日聚在一起，就是来纪念主的。
Every Lord's Day we remember the Lord。
但是慢慢慢慢的变了样子了。
But after a while, it became form.
他们说这个饼和杯啊，代表基督的身体和他的血。
They see that this represents the Lord's body and blood.
所以这个很明显是 sacrifice， 是祭物。
And then they say this is a sacrifice.
如果是祭物的话
，if it's a sacrifice，
那么有人祝福这个饼和杯啊。
When someone blesses this cup and bread，
就好像有人把祭物献上一样。
It's the offering the sacrifice.
所以从那个时候开始
，from that time onwards，
你看见饼和杯就变成 sacrifices。
And then the cup and the bread becomes sacrifices。
那么祝福饼杯的人就变成 priest。
And then the one who blesses become the priest。
你看见吗？
所以
这个人就变成祭司了。
This becomes the priest。
本来祭司只有犹太教有的。
At first only Judaism had priests。
物质的祭司只有犹太教有的。
Those material sacrifices only in the Judaism。
这个圣经里面有祭司，新约有祭司。
Yes, New Testament has got priests。
但是呢，属灵的祭司。
But spiritual priests。
是在属灵的佛界、属灵的圣殿里面供职的。
It's serving in the spiritual temple。
那是直接来到神面前说的。
It is to go directly to the presence of God。
地上是没有祭司的。
On earth there are no priests。
那是犹太教。
That's Judaism。
但是现在怎么基督教里面有祭司呢
？How is it now that Christianity has got priests？
怎么来的呢
？How they come？
就是因为你看见他们把那个杯和饼当作祭物。
They take the cup and the bread as sacrifices。
然后他们就变成祭司了。
And then they become priests。
所以现在我们有祭司了。
And so now we are priests。
跟犹太教一模一样，你看见吗
？That's the same as Judaism。
那么好了， then, 如果这是祭物，这是祭司。
If this is priest and this is sacrifice，
那么那个桌子上。那个桌子不是摆饼和杯吗？
And then the table isn't it to put the bread and the cup?
那么那个桌子你怎么称呼它呢？
What does the table? What do you do?
当然就变成 altar 了。
It becomes the altar.
当然就变成祭坛了。
Becomes the altar.
祭物一定摆在祭坛上。
Sacrifice is put on the altar.
本来饼和杯放在桌子上的。
At first the bread and the cup are put on the table.
现在把一个木头的桌子居然变成祭坛了。
And then the wooden table become an altar.
那弟兄姊妹，
But sisters,
现在你明白吗？
You see,
在这个建筑物里面，
in this。And this physical temple,
这里有祭台，
there is this altar,
这里有祭物，
there is a sacrifice,
这里有祭司，
and there's priests.
那我请问大家，
and then I ask brothers and sisters,
在靠近我这个地方，
and then the nearby surroundings,
这个不就变成圣所了吗？
Isn't this become the altar court?
Sanctuary.
Is it a sanctuary?
这不就变成圣所了吗？
Isn't it become a sanctuary?
所以你看见，如果这是圣所的话，
if this is a sanctuary,
那么大家聚会的这个聚会的地方是什么呢？
So what is where this is the place that we meet? What's it?
当然就是圣殿了。
Isn't it the temple?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
So、do you
see? 犹太教有圣殿。
Judaism has got
这个不稀奇的。
It's not funny.
他们是地上的宗教。
They are earthly religion.
但是我们怎么有圣殿呢？
How is it that we have a temple?
每次我们来聚会的时候，
Every time we come to
我们来到圣殿里面，
we come to inside the temple.
我们大家要很肃静。
We are reverent.
现在你看见有人跑到讲台上去了。
And then somebody come up to the stage.
现在有人要替大家望弥，要大家要祝福弥撒了。
And then someone will to conduct the breaking of the bread.
No,
the Misa.
Misa. 所以这样，弟兄姊妹，你看见这个就是后来弥撒的来源。
And this is how Misa came about.
所以弟兄姊妹。
And so, Bryce,
你看见吗？不知不觉的，你看见教会就变成犹太教了。
So unknowingly, the church became Judaism.
犹太教有圣殿。
In Judaism, there's temple.
现在基督教也有圣殿。
Christianity has temple.
犹太教有祭司。
Judaism has priests.
他们也有祭司。
Now we have priests too.
你知道祭司是没有产业的。
You know the priest got no inheritance.
耶和华是他们的产业。
Because Jehovah is the inheritance.
所以弟兄姊妹，
因
着这个缘故，
because of the reason,
你看见说祭司能丰富。
That priest can be a,
因为神的百姓愿给出去，
because God's people are willing to give.
所以你看见没有？
You see,
这里有一般人，
here there's a group of people.
他们什么事都不可以做，
they cannot do any other thing.
他们就这个侍奉神就变他们的职业。
Their vocation is to serve God.
你做工程师是职业。
You are engineer. You serve God. Your vocation.
Profession. 现在呢，你看见做祭司也变成另外一个 profession 了。
To be a priest becomes another profession.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
因
着这个缘故，
for that reason,
你看很清楚的。
Very clear.
教会怎么慢慢的就变成犹太教
？How the church became Judaized?
我想是非常非常清楚的弟兄姊妹。
Very very clear.
那不止如此。
Not only so.
那现在你还有属地的应许。
And then there's earthly promise.
还有 code of law.
There's code of
你把这些通通放在一起，
put them all together,
你会不会组织？
If you are not organized,
if you are good organizer,
you organizer,
如果你会组织的话，
if you are not organized,
你怎么就可以根据犹太教，你可以把教会组织起来？
According to Judaism, you follow and then you will organize the church.
这个是旧的皮带。
This is the old wineskin.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看你教会历史就是这么演变的。
This is church history. How it
所以你说怎么基督教里面会有犹太教的东西？
How can the Christianity have Judaism things?
那更严重。
More serious.
等到后来君士坦丁拥抱基督教做国教的时候，
When Constantine embrace Christianity as the state religion?
你看见吗？本来基督徒是什么地方都可以聚会的。
At first, Christians can meet anywhere.
但是现在皇帝说。
But not the emperor says.
你看见现在我们把国家罗马帝国里面最好的 building 叫做 Basilica 给你们开会。
And then the emperor gave the most important building Basilica to the neighbor meeting.
你们不要花一点的钱。
You don't have to pay a single price.
那个 Basilica 本来就是大家会聚会的地方，大家公众开会的地方。
Basilica is the public congregation place.
现在所有的罗马公民都是罗马教，都是教会里面的人。
So now all the Roman citizens are also church members.
所以现在他们可以在所有 Basilica 里面来聚会。
And so they can congregate in the Basilica.
那弟兄姊妹，把 Basilica 越大越大，越盖越大。
And so they make Basilica bigger and bigger.
不要忘记了。这个君士坦丁根本是相信巴比伦宗教的。
And so you must not forget that Constantine, he believed in the religion of Babylon.
他事实上是 high priest of Babylonian religion.
He is the high priest of the Babylonian religion.
所以他有一个 title 叫做 Pontifex Maximus.
He has the title Pontifex Maximus.
那不要忘记这什么意思。
What do you mean?
这就是指出他是整个巴比伦异端 Pagan 里面的最大的一个。
He is the highest person in the Pagan religion in Babylon.
那弟兄姊妹，他对于 Pagan， 对于宗教，对于这个 Pagan 太明白了。
He totally understands Paganism.
每年到了这个他太阳神生日的时候。
Every year the birthday of the sun god.
你看见全世界各地的拜偶像就通通来了。
All the idolaters all over the world came.
他们把偶像的脉大盖得非常非常大。
And then make a big huge idol.
在以弗所有一个庙叫做亚迪米庙。
And then in Ephesus there is this temple called the temple of Artemis.
那你不要忘记了，它的大小跟梵蒂冈大小差不了太多的。
And the size of this temple is the same as the temple.
好像我来了新加坡，那么你没有带我来参观新加坡。
I come to Singapore and come and tour this place.
你一定把新加坡最能拿得出去的东西给我看。
You will show me the best things I can see in Singapore.
你不会叫我看看水沟啊，不会，你一定把最好的给我看。
You won't bring me to the drain, but you will bring me to the best places.
所以如果你来到以弗所
，You come to Ephesus.
那现在我要给你看最伟大的建筑。
Then I will show you the most glorious building.
那完全是希腊式的建筑。
And that is the building of the Greeks.
Greek style.
Greek style.
所以既然是希腊式的建筑
，and since it's Greek architecture，
所以代表希腊的荣华的
，and represent the glory of Greece。
所以弟兄姊妹
，so my sister，
但是呢，在基督徒里面没有这样大的房子。
But we know in Christianity there's no such building。
因为我们就是神的殿。
Because we are the temple of God。
神的殿就是我们。
Because God's temple is us。
我们哪里都可以聚会的。
We can meet anywhere。
你知道在受逼迫的时候
，you know that under persecution，
罗马的基督徒把地下把它挖空了，可以在那里聚会的。
That Roman Christians they dug in the ground and they worship underground。
他们可以在坟墓旁边聚会的。
They can worship beside the graveyard。
这就是你没有办法逼迫教会的缘故。
And that's why you cannot persecute the church。
他们是基督的身体。
Because they are the
body。他们不需要一个固定的地方。
Because they need to have a fixed place。
他们没有物质的圣殿。
Because they have no material。
所以弟兄姊妹，他们。不是到圣殿去，他们不是到教会去，他们教会到一栋房子里面去。
Because the church enters into a building.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们聚在一起的时候
，And so when we meet together,
你不是来到教会
，You do not come to church.
因为这个不是教会
，Because this is not the church.
石头木头不是教会
，Bricks and stones are not
the church. 我们才是教会
，We are the church.
我们现在来到一栋房子里面来聚会
，We come into a building to.
弟兄姊妹，如果来了一阵台风。
If there is a hurricane,
来的是地震
if there's an earthquake,
虽然这个房子没有了
although the building is not here,
但是我们还是有地方聚会
but we have a place to worship.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, sister,
你看见吗
you see,
这个是基督教这个是教会
this is a church,
这个是新的皮带
this is a new wineskin,
但是很可惜
but pitifully,
那个时候因为谁因为什么呢因为这个是因为这个君士坦丁是 the head of the church，
because the head of the church Constantine，
所以你看他就把异教东西就搬到教会里面来了。
He brought the heresies into the church。
异端，那 hidden 的东西
，pagan
的东西
，pagan things into the church。
你看那些庙是很伟大的，现在的礼拜堂也是很伟大的。
The buildings of the church are magnificent。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是教会的历史。
This is the church history。
弟兄姊妹，你看见在教会历史里面
，You see in church history。
现在有个地方可以给人参观。
There is a place that people can tour。
那不光如此，每一个神都有他们的生日。
Every God has a birthday.
就是主耶稣，你找不到他的生日。
And so the Lord Jesus needs a birthday
too. 你怎么找就找不出主耶稣的生日。
But if you look at the Bible, you can't find the birthday of the Lord Jesus.
但后来他们读圣经。
And so they study the Bible.
所以主耶稣是公义的太阳。
Because he's the Son of Righteousness.
那么既然这个12月25号是太阳那天最短的一天。
So because December 25th is the day of the shortest.
白天最短的。
Because the daylight hours are the shortest.
从那天开始，白天越来越长了。
And then after that, the daylight become longer and longer.
所以他们说那一天是太阳神的生日。
And so that must be the sun god's birthday.
所以我们叫12月25号是太阳神的生日。
And so December 25th is the birthday of the sun god.
那么我们基督徒呢，不相信太阳神的。
But we don't believe the sun god.
但是呢，我们希望说，等到别人那么热闹，我们也希望热闹。
Just because people are full of activity, we also must be full of activity.
所以每年一定有一个时候，我们大家在一起热闹一下。
So one day, every year we must one day we'll be full of activity.
所以你看他们就把那件事，所以他们说好，我们就定12月25号，就算是主耶稣的生日。
And so we put December 25th as the birthday of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，如果你知道这个故事的话
，If you know this history,
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？我们怎么可能接受太阳神的生日当着主耶稣的生日
？How can we accept the birthday of the sun god as the birthday of the Lord Jesus？
你看，教会已经 paganized。
So you see the church has been paganized.
教会已经世界化了
，become secularized, paganized.
世界许多东西居然迁到教会里面。
Many things of the church have been brought, many things of the world brought into the church.
等到后来。
And then finally,
你知道在那个时候啊，每一个本来在圣经里面，长老就是监督，监督就是长老。
We know that in the Bible, bishops are elders, elders are bishops.
比方说在罗马教会
，just like in the church in Rome,
曾经有一度46个长老
，and there were once 46 elders.
应该就是40个监督
，and there are 46 bishops.
那这个是圣经里面的教训。
This is the teaching of the Bible.
但是后来慢慢改变了。
Yeah, after that, slowly there was a change.
他们觉得46个长老应该有个长老长的。
That among the 46 elders, there must be a one higher.
所以那个叫做 bishop.
And so that one must be the bishop.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这个不是圣经的教训。
This is not what the scriptures teaching.
那么好了，在这么多教，每一个教会都有一个 bishop.
And so many of the churches, each one has a bishop.
哪一个 bishop 最大呢？
So which one is the higher bishop?
那当然，罗马的 bishop 最大。
And so the bishop in Rome must be the biggest.
所以那个时候，慢慢的，罗马的 bishop 就变成最大的一个 bishop.
And so the Roman bishop in Rome become the biggest.
从第四世纪开始。
From the 4th century.
你知道这个罗马教会的监督他取了一个 title
and then the bishop of in Rome he had a title
他的 title 是什么
what's the title
Pontifex Maximus
Pontifex Maximus
这个 Pontifex Maximus 是巴比伦宗教的大祭司
and that is the high priest of the Babylonian
这个完全 pagan 的东西
it's totally pagan
但是弟兄姊妹现在有人说教会那个罗马的监督他就是 Pontifex Maximus
and the bishop of Rome is the Pontifex Maximus
从那个又开始
from that point onward
所有的 pope 所有的教皇都是 Pontifex Maximus
all the popes are Pontifex Maximus
弟兄姊妹这个从哪里来的
where does it come from
这个怎么能说是新酒呢 新皮带
how can this be the new wineskin
这个当然是旧皮带
this is the old wineskin
我们的主的话一点都没有错。
Our Lord's word is never wrong。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？一面很清楚的是教会世界化了。
On the one hand, the church has become worldly，
跟世界一模一样。
Just like the world，
世界用摇滚乐。
In the world, there is
rock and roll.
That's rock and roll.
结果教会里面也 rock and roll 起来了。
Church is also rock and roll。
请大家记得啊
，My sisters，
这个水可就是船可以在水里。
The boat can be on water。
水不可以在船里。
The water cannot be in the boat.
水一在船里面
，Once water is in the boat,
这个船一定要沉的。
This boat will sink.
弟兄姊妹
，My sisters,
今天你觉得很难过的一件事
，Today you are very sad, isn't it?
你看见当你看见教会好像蒙祝福的时候
，When you see the church has been like very blessed,
好多人信主
，A lot of people believe.
但是弟兄姊妹
，My sisters,
个个都效法这世界的样子
，Everyone imitated the world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My sisters,
你看见说水跑到教会里面
，You see the water has come into the church.
各种各样的音乐跑到教会里面
All all kinds of music came into the church.
我们从来不问那个 origin， 我们从来不问那个 music 的背后是什么。
We never ask the origin of the music。
那个给我们的孩子们什么样的影响
？What kind of influence does it give to our children？
弟兄姊妹，你要撒旦所要的
，You know what Satan wants？
就是给我们是 gray area 灰色的地带。
Give us gray areas。
它也不是黑的，也不是白的。
It's not black, it's not white。
因为这样人才可以从灰色到黑色。
Then people can move from gray to black。
每一个年轻人从白色到黑色，一定经过 struggle， 一定会经过挣扎的。
Everyone, every young man from white to black go through a struggle。
所以现在需要个灰色地带。
So here need a gray.
你知道今天危险在什么地方
？You know where the danger line is。
所谓的教会就提供了那个灰色的地带。
You know the churches they go accordingThey fall into the gray line.
所以这样良这个年轻人良心就平安了。
And then the young people, their conscience become peaceful.
跟随的世界他不平安。
Following the world, they are not peaceful.
现在你看教会都这样，大家就平安了。
And so since the church has become like this,
你看许多姊妹这样打扮，他们也平安了。
And so many sisters they make up like this, so they all.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
圣经那就不要再提不要爱世界了。
So let's not talk about not loving the world.
所以，因着这个缘故
，so for that reason,
弟兄姊妹，你看教会变成世界了。
You see the church become secularized.
你看见吗？世界人是最多的。
You know the most people are in the world numbers.
那比起世界来。
Compared to the world,
教会只是 little flock.
Compared to the numbers of the world, the church is a little flock.
所以主说你不要害怕。
So don't be afraid.
你看见有那么多人，这个世界人一定是多的。
When you see so many people, you know that the number of people in the world.
所以请大家记得。
So please,
不要羡慕人很多很多很多。
Let's not admire thousands and thousands of many people.
你要问说那个会不会就是世界里面的一部分
？You must ask whether it becomes part of the world.
我们本来就是离开世界的。
We have left the world.
我们就是把世界丢在背后。
We have left the world behind us.
但是有的人爱世界，他里面平安了。
But because they love the world, their heart is peaceful.
因为世界已经进到教会里面来了。
The world has already entered the church.
那不是如此。
Not only so.
那个 prosperity gospel 也进到教会里面了。
Prosperity gospel has entered the church.
这是什么？这是犹太教。
This is Judaism.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、sisters,
因为这个缘故，
for that reason,
你看见吗？当你读教会历史的时候，
study church history,
你看教会怎么世界化的，教会也怎么犹太教化的。
How the church became worldly, how the church similarly became Judaized.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了马丁路德的时候，
when it came to Martin Luther,
到了加尔文的时候，
when it came to
John Calvin，
John Calvin，
你看见说，的确他带领我们从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
He brought us from Babylon back to Jerusalem。
但是不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
But no, let's not forget。
这个传统的力量不知道有多大。
The power of tradition is great。
如果保罗几乎跌倒的话
，If Paul fell。
If
Paul almost fell,
那么你看见说 John Calvin 这些伟大的 reformer 也有可能会跌倒。
Then you know that people like John Calvin can possibly fall.
所以当你读教会历史的时候
，So we study church history.
你看见因为那个传统是那么厉害
，Because tradition is so strong.
所以你看见他们就和所谓的 Anabaptists 就有了很大的争执。
And then there is a great division with Anabaptists.
Anabaptists 相信圣经的
，Anabaptists believe the Bible.
他们不相信传统。
They do not believe tradition.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是 reformers， 他里面不放心。
They are not peaceful inside.
那么他们觉得多多少少你一定要跟历史拉上一些关系才可以。
You have to be aligned to the history.
但是你不小心的话
，But if you're not careful,
你很容易就跟随了那个传统。
Then you will follow tradition.
那弟兄姊妹，后来果然事情就发生了。
And then finally, it really did happen.
原来在犹太教里面。
In Judaism,
有两个典型。
There are two kinds,
two modes.
Two modes.
一个是 temple mode， 一个就是圣殿。
One is temple mode.
你知道在主耶稣那个时候
，You know the time of Lord Jesus.
有犹太的圣殿。
There is the
有祭司。
There is the temple. There's
有律法。
There is the law.
那这是犹太教。
This is Judaism.
这是很清楚的。
This is very clear.
这是指的圣殿的一面。
This is a temple.
但是犹太教还有另外一面。
But Judaism has got another side.
他们被掳回来以后，从巴比伦被掳回来以后。
After they came back from Babylon.
他们在巴比伦的时候。
When they were in Babylon.
因为他们不能敬拜呀。
Because they could not worship.
所以他们就读圣经。
So they studied the Bible.
他们就祷告。
So they prayed.
他们不能献祭。
They could not sacrifice.
他们罪的问题不能解决。
They could not solve the problem of sin.
所以他们就有了会堂的制度。
Then there was synagogues.
然后回到耶路撒冷，他们仍旧继续那会堂的。
When they went back to Jerusalem, they continued with the synagogues.
所以讲了犹太人，讲了犹太教的时候。
So we talk about Judaism.
你要知道有两面的。
So there are two kinds.
一个是圣殿制度，一个是会堂制度。
On the one hand, there's a system of the temples, and system of the synagogue.
那弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
这会堂制度啊，它的重点是神的话。
the key point of the synagogue is the word of God.
你看见这个这个什么祭司的制度，重点是圣殿的敬拜。
So the priest, the priest system is for worship.
所以罗马天主教可以说就是照着 temple 那个制度来延续下来的。
So Roman Catholicism follows the system of the temple.
但如果我们不小心的话
，If we're not careful,
你可能已经脱离了那个制度。
You may have already departed from the system.
但是你有可能进到会堂的制度里面。
But you may enter the system of the synagogue.
那么会堂的特点在哪里呢
？What is the specialty of the synagogue?
会堂最重要就是神的话。
And that is the word of God.
不光读神的话。
Not only studying God's word.
但是不是每个人都懂得神的话
？But not everybody knows God's word.
现在你们需要拉比了。
Then you need rabbis.
拉比明白主的话。
Rabbis understand God's word.
你就接受拉比的解释。
Then you accept the teaching of the rabbis.
弟兄姊妹
，And brothers,
你应该每个人都明白神的话。
Actually, everybody needs to know God's word.
就好像每一个人做祭司都应该来到神面前一样。
Because everybody is a priest, everybody needs to come before the
presence of God. 讲到神的话，你看见吗？不是，现在根据犹太教。
Now follow Judaism.
只有拉比能够明白神的话。
Only rabbis understand God's will.
如果你要明白神的旨意的话
，If you want to know God's will,
你要透过拉比。
You must go through the rabbi.
你要明白神的旨意。
If you want to know God's will,
你要问以赛亚。
Then you must ask Isaiah.
你要问耶利米。
You must ask Jeremiah.
你看耶利米、以赛亚不是祭司，他们是先知。
You know that Jeremiah and Isaiah they are prophets.
在旧约里面，一面是祭司，一面是先知。
On the one hand, they are prophets. On the other hand, they are priests.
所以弟兄，怎么现在你明白吗
？So now you understand.
因为这个缘故
，Because that reason.
你看现在这些拉比们，他们是站在先知的地位上。
And so the rabbis they stand up, standing off prophets.
没有以赛亚，你不会明白神的旨意。
Without Isaiah, you cannot understand God's will.
没有拉比，你不会明白神的旨意。
Without rabbi, you cannot understand God's will.
但主耶稣这么说
，What the Lord Jesus said.
这是犹太教啊。
This is Judaism.
我们不要受拉比的称呼。
Don't be called rabbis.
你们都是弟兄。
You're all brothers.
这什么意思
？What does this mean?
不，拉比能明白神的话。
Rabbis understand God's word.
你们也能明白神的话。
Just like rabbis, you can understand God's word.
你知道现在许多人可以忙自己的了。
You know, today you can.
你可以爱世界了。
You can love the world.
你可以读物理，可以读化学。
You can study all kinds of things.
你让有一半人专门去读圣经。
But you let a special group of people study the Bible.
你把他们送到神学院里面去。
You send them to the theological seminary.
你把他们送到拉比学校里面。
You send them to the schools of rabbis.
保罗就这样子的。
Paul was like that.
所以现在就一半人明白神的旨意。
So only one select group of people understand.
大家都可以懒惰了。
Everybody can be lazy.
不需要追求了。
Nobody need to pursue.
但是主说，
But the Lord said,
你们都是弟兄。
But the Lord said, you are all brothers.
意思什么意思？
What does this mean?
每一个人都应该明白。
Everybody needs to understand God's word.
所以根据圣经
，and so for according to the
Bible, 每个人都是祭司
，everyone's a priest.
每个人应该明白神的话
，everyone needs to understand God's word.
所以你们都是弟兄
，so you're all brothers.
现在我们懂得了
，so now we all understand.
你们都是弟兄
，you're all brothers.
这是基督的身体
，this is Christ's body.
因为我们都是躯体
，because we're all members of Christ's body.
那因着这个缘故
，for that reason,
你看这个身体就是那个新的器皿
，so this
新的皮带
，this is we are the new wineskin.
但旧的皮带呢？就不同了。
But the old ones came.
一面有祭司。
On the one hand, there is priests.
一面有拉比。
On the one there is rabbi.
那么什么叫会堂呢
？What's the temple?
第一，一定有一个会堂，有个建筑物。
And there is a building.
跟圣殿一模一样的。
Just like the temple.
然后呢，你看见他们也读主的话。
And then they study God's word.
现在有一个人在你与神之间能够明白神旨意的。
And then between you and God, there is somebody else in between.
弟兄姊妹，这个制度叫做会堂的制度。
This is the system of the synagogues.
自从马丁路德跟 John Calvin 起来改革以后
，Ever since the reformers of Martin Luther and John Calvin，
感谢主
，Thank the Lord，
你看见教会的确从巴比伦带回来了。
You know that the church has been brought back from Babylon。
你看那些偶像，那些现在大家知道什么叫因信称义了。
So now we know what justification by faith。
但是不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
But let's not forget。
不知不觉的
，Unknowingly，
这些改教的人
，All these reformers，
这些 reformers。不知不觉地把这个教会新酒仍旧放回旧皮带里面去。
These reformers unknowingly put the new wine back into the old wine skin.
所以，因着这个缘故，弟兄。
For that reason.
一直到今天。
Up to today.
你看见犹太教的影响还是那么大的。
That the influence of Judaism is still very great.
要么就是圣殿的制度。
If we want, it is the system of the temple.
或者就是会堂的制度。
Otherwise, it's the temple of the synagogue.
所以罗马天主教里面
，and so Roman Catholicism,
弥撒是他们的特点。
Misa is their specialty.
但是更正教里面
，in Lutheran,
更正教那 Protestant,
in Protestant,
你看见因着他们是根据会堂制度的缘故
，because they follow the system of the synagogue.
所以你看见说那个 pulpit 那个讲台就变成他们的特点。
Then the pulpit becomes their specialty.
所以请大家记得。
And so let's.
这就是为什么一直到今天，到今天我们这样的聚会还清楚，因为我们是完全跟从那个传统的。
And so we must understand that today the way we are, we follow tradition.
那请我们记得。
Let's remember.
那么是不是神就没有办法了？
So is it that God has no way?
如果人真的把新酒装在旧皮袋里面
，If people really put the new wine to old wine skin，
虽然神做了那么多的工作
，Although God did all this work，
那么是不是神最后还是被打败了呢
？Is it that God becomes defeated finally？
但是感谢主
，But we thank the Lord。
你看见神能做我们想不通的事情
，You know that God does the things that we can't imagine，
完全想不到的事情。
We can't imagine。
我讲一点故事给弟兄们
，I tell you a bit of story。
比方说这些弟兄们当初跟随加尔文。
If these brothers followed John Calvin,
我们的 John Calvin 是一个法国人。
We know that John Calvin was a French.
他本来在巴黎大学。
We know that he was
在那里教
书。University in Paris.
他是 very intellectual 的。
He was a very intellectual person.
结果有一天到了日内瓦。
One day he went to Geneva.
就留下来了。
He stayed there.
神就在那里开始用他。
And God used him there.
所以在日内瓦就带进了很大的复兴。
And so there was a great revival in Geneva.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
整个日内瓦就17,000人。
And so there was 17,000 people in Geneva.
但是整个的城完全改变了。
But the whole city was changed.
他们都相信因信称义。
They all believe justification by faith.
每个礼拜 John Calvin 要传道17篇。
And John Calvin every Lord's Day preached 17 sermons.
你知道啊，你要讲这么多道，要有人听才可以。
You know there must be a lot of people to listen.
今天我仍然就可以在这留下来讲17篇道，但没有人来的。
If I stay here and preach 17 messages, nobody.
你看见那个时候是个 revival， 不要忘记。
You must understand it's a revival at that time.
17篇道每个礼拜有许多人听的。
17 sermons, a lot of people listen.
结果你看整个的城就改掉，所以这个 Geneva 跟 Rome 刚好是相对比的。
And so you see that Geneva is contrast with Rome.
但是我们说过 ，Geneva 特点就是讲台。
But we see that the specialty of Geneva is the pulpit.
他们把 Saint Peter's Cathedral 拿下来了。
They took down the Saint Peter's Cathedral.
因为你知道所有人都倾向这个神是因信称义了。
Because everybody went towards the direction of justification by faith.
那么现在呢？当他们有这个大的礼拜堂，圣彼得，如果大家到日内瓦，今天这个彼得塔，圣彼得呢还在的。
So today, if you go to Geneva, St. Peter's Cathedral is still there.
哎，你看见那个建筑还是从前的建筑。
You know the building is still the same old building.
前面是 sanctuary.
In the beginning, in the front is sanctuary.
然后呢，在当中就有个祭坛。
And then in the middle there's the altar.
那么这个就是他们庆祝弥撒的地方。
And that's where they celebrate Misa.
那么现在呢，感谢主。
But now thank the Lord.
他们的确从巴比伦回来了。
They came back from Babylon.
所以他们把所有偶像都打掉了。
Remove all the idols.
你在礼拜堂里面看不见一座偶像。
Not a single idol in the temple.
但是现在不要忘记，我们每个人都是祭司。
But you must remember, everyone's a priest.
所以不是一个祭司站在那里啊。
So it's not one priest standing here.
所以现在你不能再把那个祭坛放在那里了。
So now you cannot put the altar here.
所以他们怎么办呢
？So what did they do?
就把祭坛通通拿掉了。
Remove the altar.
所有的凳子通通摆在那里。
They put all the chairs there.
所以现在到处都凳子了。
So now the all chairs.
那这个时候呢
？So now.
那么到现在我们说重点是讲道了。
So now we say that the specialty is preaching.
重点是。讲台
，especially
那么这个加尔文讲了17篇的道
，and so John Calvin preached 17 messages.
那么他怎么讲？他不站在这里讲
，he does not stand here.
那也不像我们站在旁边一点讲
，he does not stand at the side.
你知道现在为什么我在旁边呢
？Why is he at the side?
就证明说这个弥撒不是最重要的。
It's to say that the Mesa is no longer the most important.
但是弟兄姊妹，在那个时候 ，John Calvin 呢，他就把讲台搬到那边去。
And so John Calvin put the pulpit there.
本来一直都这样排的。
At first, it's the.
现在多半的椅子是那样排的。
And so now the chairs are arranged this way.
然后这边有人这样做。
And then there'll be people sitting this way.
所以这样就是 fellowship.
And so this is fellowship.
这样就是交通了。
And this is fellowship.
从前不一样的。
Last time is not like that.
那现在呢？我们知道他就站在那里讲了一个礼拜讲了17篇的道。
And so now he stands there, preach 17 sermons in one day.
从那里又开始。
And so from that day onwards.
什么叫基督徒呢
？What's to be a Christian?
礼拜天你要还到礼拜堂去。
You come on the Lord's Day.
因为还是圣彼得堂嘛。
You come to Saint Peter's Cathedral.
你看那个地方还是很重要的嘛。
The place is still important.
那现在没有祭司了。
Now no priest.
现在没有弥撒了。
Now no Misa.
但现在你戴耳朵去。
Now you bring your ears.
你看有人在那里讲道。
And then there'll be a
preacher there. 每个礼拜在那里讲。
And every week someone's there.
还有别的时候也在那里讲。
And other times,
那么大家都在那里听。
And everybody's there listening.
刚开始的时候。
Initially.
实在有神的同在。
It was the presence of the Lord was present.
因为主的话是活的。
Because the Lord's word was present.
好久大家都不读主的话。
Because many people did not study God's word.
现在主的话一打开。
When you open God's word.
那个亮光是那么亮。
And then the so the it's so clear.
人间的天堂就好像那么近一样。
And then people felt heaven so near.
所以这是 great revival.
That's a great revival.
所以从现在开始。
From this point onwards.
弥撒不重要。
Misa is no longer important.
现在每个礼拜不是忘弥撒。
So now no longer Misa.
现在每个礼拜来听道。
So now it's a pulpit.
所以这一听就听了四百年五百年一直到今天。
And so listening to the pulpit for 400 or 500 years.
所以听到现在你说我们要聚会了，要什么是教会呢？ So, 一定有个讲台。
So today was a church. There must be a pulpit.
那一定有个讲。
And then there must be somebody to speak.
我们都来听。
And then we all listen.
你看这个整个房，这个地方还重要的。
And so the place becomes so important.
我们来到圣殿里面。
To the temple.
现在我们需要有拉比。
And then we need a rabbi.
那现在我们一同来敬拜。
And then we come to worship.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你明白吗？
You realize?
这个不知不觉的。
Unknowingly.
这又是旧的皮带。
This become the old ones.
你看见吗？但神爱他们。
But God loves them.
在那个时候啊
，at that time，
最得着 Calvin 帮助的是法国人。
The person that benefited most from Calvin was the French.
一直到现在，法国还是天主教的国家。
And so France now still become Roman Catholic country.
一直到现在，
up to today,
都是罗马天主教的国家。
It's Roman Catholic country.
所以想想看
，so do you see？
这些人后来他们听见这个加尔文的教训。
Because they heard the teaching of John Calvin,
他们受感动啊。
They were touched.
但那个国家是个天主教的国家。
But the country was a Roman Catholic country.
你怎么可能在那里跟随主呢？
How do you follow the Lord there?
但是很稀奇啊。
But interestingly,
没有多少年。
Not too many years.
当加尔文被主兴起来以后。
When God raised John Calvin,
在法国好多人起来响应加尔文所看见。
When many people responded to what John Calvin saw.
但他们不是在德国。
But they were not in France.
在德国就好办了。
Or in France, then it's easy.
因为在德国根本已经变成 Lutherans， 这没有问题了。
Because in France, it became Lutheran.
但法国还是天主教的。
But France still become Roman Catholic.
那怎么办呢？
And so how?
所以他们觉得我们还是要聚会。
And so they felt that we still need to come to meet.
但是问题在这里啊。
But the problem is.
如果你有讲台，有这样变成非常 visible 的 gathering， 是个看得见的。
If you have a pulpit, become a visible gathering.
那么在那个环境底下是不容许你看得见的。
But in that situation environment, it could not be visible.
他们还是很勇敢。
So they were very brave.
所以稀奇的很。
So amazingly.
刚开始的时候。
When they first began.
他们整个法国大家在一起交通的时候。
In the whole France, when they all came together to meet.
第一年聚在一起是二十个聚会点，就是二十个城市代表的。
In the first year, there were 20 assemblies.
两年以后。
After 2 years.
光是在法国。
Just in France.
2000个聚会点。
2000 assemblies.
弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
这不是圣灵的工作是什么？
Isn't this the holy work of the Holy Spirit?
最稀奇的。
The most amazing.
这些人是法国里面最重要的一班人。
They are the most important people in France.
他要么是，也有的是 intellectuals.
Some are intellectuals.
在 University of Paris.
In the University of Paris.
还有就是非常 skillful 的人。
Some others are very skilled people.
大家去过法国对不对？
Have you been to France?
你去过巴黎对不对？
You've been to Paris.
你去过凡尔赛宫对不对？
Have you been to
凡尔赛宫？
Versailles.
那个凡尔赛宫是全欧洲最大的皇宫。
Oh, this is the largest palace in Europe.
那当时我们知道法国的皇帝。
We know that at time the emperor in France.
很有名，路易十四的。
Louis the Fourth.
Louis the Fourteenth. 就像中国的秦始皇一样。
It's like Emperor 秦始皇一样。
所以你看见他把那个凡尔赛宫盖起来以后。
After he built the palace.
每年他也用四分之一到二分之一的国库来维持他的。
He used one quarter of the people to maintain
国库
the fund,
the treasury,
one quarter of the treasury to maintain the building,
national
treasury to maintain.
所以你看见吗？这个表示说你需要有很多的钱，你才能够维持那个凡尔赛宫。
Then you see that you need a lot of money to maintain the palace.
但是要紧是。你要有许多 gardener， 要许多园丁才可以。还有你要许多 painter， 要许多
painters，
要
artists。
那请大家记得。
So, brothers and sisters,
那个时候，
at that time,
在法国，
at France,
他们最重要的人都跟随了加尔文。
The most important people followed John Calvin。
他们都明白圣经。
They all understood the Bible。
他们都明白因信称义。
They all understood justification by faith。
所以这些人后来，人家历史的人就称他们叫 Huguenots。
They were the Huguenots.
我们叫所谓的 Huguenot， 就是指着这一班跟随加尔文的人。
Yeah, the Huguenots follow John Calvin.
他们明白圣经。
They follow the Bible.
但是结果，你要在那个环境里面。
But you know, in that environment.
没有多久就受了很大的逼迫。
In that environment, they follow a lot of persecution.
那里有一个女王
，There was a
queen. 有个 queen， 她趁着结婚，趁着她王子结婚的时候。
At the marriage of her son,
他就请了很多很多那些朋友来，那都是贵族啊。
Invited a lot of royalty friends.
结果那是个 plot， 那是个阴谋。
It was a plot.
在一夜之间
，In one night,
这个女王把这些人通通杀光了。
This queen,
这是 massacre.
The queen massacred all the people.
你看见吗？这个，那么这些人是谁呢
？Who are these people?
这些人就是 Huguenots 里面最重要的人。
Yeah, the most people, the important people among the Huguenots.
所以一夜之间就把他们通通解决了。
In one day, in one night, eradicated all of them.
那不光这样，你知道这个 Louis XIV?
You know the Louis, the King Louis XIV?
那他为了教会非常热心的。
He was very fervent for the church.
所以他一定要逼迫这些 Huguenots.
So he persecuted the Huguenots.
所以他怎么办呢？第一，他把所有的牧师们通通遣散走了，不准他们都要离开，他们都要离开。
All the pastors had to leave.
但是其他人不可以离开。
But others cannot leave.
那因为那些懂得圣经的都走了。
Because all those who knew the Bible all left.
拉比都走了。
All the rabbis left.
剩下人不懂得圣经，现在他们有办法对付了。
So the ones who remained did not know the Bible, so they could handle them.
所以一面有硬的，一面是软的。
So on the one hand is hard, on the other hand is soft.
这个软的呢，就是用他们的最有名的教师来去感动他们。
So the soft method, they use the most effective teacher to teach them.
我们知道 Fenelon 和马丹姑、盖恩夫人有关系，芬奈伦。
You know that Fenelon and Madame Guyon.
那芬奈伦的特点就是他能根据圣经，能够把人能够完完全全归向天主教的信仰。
So you know that Fenelon could change a person's heart towards Catholicism.
这是软的办法。
This is the soft method.
所以那个时候有很多 New Catholics.
So New Catholics arose.
所谓 New Catholic 就是那些人应该是从 Huguenot 要 convert back to Catholicism， 回到天主教。
So they converted the Huguenots back to Catholicism.
这是一面。
This is one side.
但是你看见吗？神的工作实在是神的工作的根基是很深的。
And so the roots of gospel is very deep.
所以很多人还是不愿意改变他们的信仰。
A lot of people were not willing to change their faith.
所以你知道这个谁呀、啊？这个 Louis XIV 他想了个办法。
And so Louis XIV had an idea.
他就把一些的兵啊，就送到你家里面去。
He got some soldiers sent to your house.
大概四个到五个就住在你家里。
Send 4 to 5 soldiers living in your house.
那什么时候你悔改，他们就走了。
The moment you repent, they leave.
意思就是什么时候你相信天主教，他们就走了。
The moment you believe Catholicism, they leave.
如果你不相信，你说你坚持，他仍旧守在你家里。
As long as you still resist, stay in your house.
所以有的人实在受不了了。
Some people could not take it anymore.
因为这些阿兵哥住在你家里实在太不方便
了。Because these soldiers living in your house, they.
所以后来说啊，我们相信了，我们就相信了。所以很多人就这么回到天主教。
And so a lot of people say, "I believe, I believe, and go back to Catholicism."
这是一个办法。
This one method.
第二个办法。
Second method.
他说这些相信加尔文的人，跟随加尔文的人
，those who follow John Calvin,
他们是受了一种毒的。
They had a poison in them.
所以这个毒一定要从他们身上拿开。
So they must take away the poison.
这个父母已经中毒太深，没有希望。
So the parents have already poisoned, no more hope.
但是他们孩子还有希望。
But the children they had hope.
所以他们就把你孩子从父母手里把他们拿走。
And so they took away the children from the parents.
然后把他们放在 nunnery， 放在你修道院里面，让这个修女来教育他们。
And they put them into the nunnery and let the nuns take care of them.
你跟他们讲过的。Nunnery， 你知道这个修女们有一句话。
And so the nunneries have one saying.
他说：“你只要把你的孩子七岁交给我。
If as long as you give me your child at 7 years old.
有一天我要把他变成修女的。
I will make the person into a nun.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是办得到的事情。
This can be done.
我们知道在那个时候，许多的孩子就被拿走了。
So you know at that time a lot of children were taken away.
所以在这种情形底下
，In such a situation.
弟兄姊妹，你看教会受了很大很大的逼迫。
The church was greatly persecuted.
为什么他们受逼迫
？Why were they persecuted？
我想主爱他们。
Because the Lord loved them。
弟兄们明白吗
？You understand？
当教会经过苦难的时候
，The church go through suffering。
背后一定有神特别的旨意。
There must be God's will behind。
神要让他儿女看见什么叫做新皮带，什么叫旧皮带。
God wants them. God wants his children to see old wine skin, new wine skin。
结果怎么办呢
？And so what happened？
那些人通通逃走了。
They all fled.
这些 Huguenot 通通逃走了。
All the Huguenots fled.
有人到美国。
Some went to the US.
有人到瑞士。
Some went to.
我不知道有没有人到了新加坡，反正就是全世界各到处都去了。
Some went to all kinds of different places in the world.
最好的人才都到外面去了。
all the most talented people went out of the country.
有人告诉我们说，在美国的总统里面
，amongst the U.S. presidents，
有十九个是 Huguenot 的后代。
19 of them are the descendants of Huguenot.
Eisenhower 是其中一个。
Eisenhower，
杜鲁门是。杜鲁门 ，Truman。
Truman，
两个罗斯福总统。
Two presidents。No Roosevelt，
还有 George Washington，
and what George Washington，
弟兄姊妹
，my sisters，
这些人因为受逼迫，结果到了美国
，because they were persecuted， they went to the U.S.，
结果变成了美国的总统
，and they became the president of U.S.，
你就明白说，那个时候他们最好的人通通流失到外面去
，and so the most talented people went out of the country，
这个对于法国是个很大的打击
，so this was a terrible loss to France。
现在大家就要讲的手表。
Talk about watch.
瑞士手表 number one， 对不对
？Switzerland watch， you know it's number one。
但是不要忘记啊，不是瑞士人是第一的。
You know that not the Swiss are not number one。
是那些 Huguenots 逃到瑞士去。
They are the Huguenots that went to Switzerland。
他们本来会做手表的。
They originally know the.
他们的手表本来就是世界第一的。
Originally their watches are number one。
现在因为逃到了瑞士，结果那么好，他们变成瑞士人，所以现在大家都知道手表第一是瑞士，不是法国。
And so because the Huguenots went to Switzerland, they became the number one watchmakers there.
所以现在你就知道说那一次好多人逃走以后。
And so you know that time when a lot of people fled.
很稀奇，很稀奇的事。
Amazingly.
就是因为他们逃走了。
Because they fled.
最好的精华统统逃走了。
The greatest talent left.
所以那个时候，如果你到凡尔赛宫去的话
，So when you go to the palace,
你看见
France.
No, 那个凡尔赛宫不，凡尔赛宫，凡尔赛宫。
Palace of Versailles.
Versailles. 那个凡尔赛宫，如果你在那个时候去凡尔赛宫的话
，If you go Palace of Versailles,
你就发现说根本很多的花没有人看的。
You see that a lot of the flowers nobody was tending.
而且那个灯慢慢没有人修了。
And you see that the lights nobody was taking care
of. 这些通通是 Huguenots.
These were Huguenots.
他们通通跑掉了。
All the Huguenots left.
弟兄姊妹，现在你就知道说，对于整个 economy 是个很大很大的打击。
And so there was a great loss in the economy.
因着这个缘故，
because of that reason,
整个的经济被掏空了。
And so economically wise, it was a disaster.
那掏空了。
Turned upside down.
掏空了，把它变成空的，里面变。
Became empty.
所以因着掏空的缘故
，Because the economy became
后来法国人他们不满意
，And so the French
因为他们生活不下去了
，Because they could not live any longer，
所以就有了法国的流血革命
，And then there was the French Revolution。
那不要忘记，法国的流血革命
，The French Revolution，
我们知道说是路易十六上了断头台的。
Louis XVI，
你知道这个。刚才我们所讲是路易十四
，Just now we said Louis the 14,
但是过了好几年以后是路易十六
，After a few years Louis the 16,
那么革命的时候
，In the Reformation，
结果他们就把路易十六在法巴黎有个很有名的 Concord， 有个很有名的协和广场就断了头台，在断头台上就断了头了
，And he was beheaded at a very famous place in Paris，
Gallatin， 所以我们要问。
And so we need to ask,
是谁把 Louis XVI 上了断头台
？So who beheaded Louis XVI？
是他的曾曾祖父，就是 Louis XIV。
It was Louis XIV who did it.
为什么
？Why？
他逼迫 Huguenots.
Because he persecuted the Huguenots.
结果经济就不行了。
And so the economy became
stable. 所以他等于把他自己的后代 Louis XVI 送上。
And so he sent his own descendants, Louis XVI, to be beheaded.
那不要忘记，这是教会历史里面很重要的部分。
So this is very important history in church history.
但是还有一点很重要的。
Very important point.
有的人逃不走。
Some people could not flee.
他们没有办法离开。
Some people could not flee.
所以怎么办呢
？So what happened?
不要忘记，结果他们只好因为不准公开聚会的。
Because they could not meet openly.
你若公开聚会，一定把所有的礼拜堂通通要封掉的。
Because all the churches had to be closed.
所以他们怎么办呢
？So what they had to do?
你看，这个时候神就教导他了。
So God began to teach them.
当他们主 the Lord， 当他们经过苦难的时候
，When they went through suffering，
结果主就教育他们。
God began to teach them.
慢慢他们才发现说，聚会不一定要一定房子的。
And the Lord taught them that when you gather, not necessarily
the place, 什么地方都可以聚会。
The place can worship anywhere.
这是教会的特点。
This is the specialty of the
church. 所以怎么办呢？
So what happened?
敌人到处要追赶他们。
The enemies were pursuing them.
他们就跑到旷野里面去。
So they went to the wilderness.
跑到山里面去。
Went to the mountains.
所以如果大家今天到法国去。
So today if you go to France.
尤其到法国的南部。
If you go to the south side.
好多好多的旷野。
A lot of wilderness.
好多好多的山。
A lot, a lot of mountains.
请记得，那些基督徒他们在旷野里面就聚会了。
A lot of Christians met in the mountains, in the wilderness.
所以这些人，历史学家称他们叫做 church in the wilderness.
So history termed them church in the wilderness.
你知道这句话是《使徒行传》里面的话。
You know that this is the word in the Acts of the Apostles?
那是指那是指着这个摩西在旷野的时候，以色列人在旷野里面经过。
And that was when Moses was in the wilderness, Israel went through the wilderness.
所以他们是预表教会。
So they typify the church.
今天从旷野里经过。
Today go through the wilderness.
但是很有意思。
But very interesting.
你看见，因为神要开这一班弟兄们的眼睛。
Because God wanted to open their eyes.
怎么办呢？
What to do?
结果他们经过苦难。
So they went through suffering.
从苦难里面，他们才知道说，哦。不一定要有一个地方的。
So through suffering, they realize that don't need a place.
地方是最不重要的。
The place, the physical place,
我们乃是神的殿。
We are God's temple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My sisters,
这是他们从苦难里面学的。
This is what they learned from suffering.
那不光这样。
Not only so.
现在旷野没有一个拣选，什么地方都可以。
So the in the wilderness, they can meet anywhere.
从前不是。
In the past,
从前你一定要在奉献 dedicate 这个礼拜堂才可以。
In the past, there must be a dedicated place.
现在什么地方都可以。
Now anywhere.
什么地方都可以擘饼。
Anywhere they can break bread.
什么地方都可以享受主的同在。
Anywhere they can enjoy God's presence.
所以，如果你到了法国南部
，And so when you go to France,
你进到 museum 到这个博物馆里面去
，You go to the museum.
你就可以看他们当初怎么在旷野里面聚会。
Then you see how they met together in the wilderness.
非常非常感动人的。
It's most moving.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers,
有一件事很有意思。
What's very interesting?
你知道传统啊，这个影响很深很深的。
You know that tradition's influence is very great.
因为对天主教来讲是望弥撒。
Because Roman Catholicism is about Misa.
对根正教来讲是讲台。
Protestants, they talk about.
所以你看，你现在他们虽然在旷野里面聚会啊。
Although now they are in the wilderness.
他们觉得非要讲台不可。
They feel that they must have a pulpit.
你没有讲台就不是教会了。
Without a pulpit, it's not church.
你懂吗？所以因为这个缘故，他们把讲台到处搬着走的，这个讲台搬着到处走的。
And so they carried the pulpit along with everywhere they went.
那么不行啊！你如果在旷野里面搬着讲台讲，敌人马上看到你就被抓了。
If you move your pulpit everywhere in the wilderness, then the enemy see it, then you be caught.
这些人很聪明啊。
So they were very smart.
他们呢，平常敌人还没有来以前，他们就是讲台。
When the enemy before they come, this is the pulpit.
这个敌人走了啊，不，敌人不是敌人来的时候没有看见讲台啊。
When the enemy comes, no, you cannot see the pulpit.
因为他们把讲台啊放，把讲台啊这个做的最后啊可以变成一个啤酒桶，啤酒桶。
Oh, then this pulpit can be turned into a beer barrel.
Yeah, 如果是啤酒桶，你远远一看那是啤酒桶，那不是讲台。
Was from afar you can see as a beer barrel.
所以那个兵丁就走掉了。
And so the enemies will just go.
兵丁一走了
，and the soldiers go.
他们把啤酒桶一弄就变成讲台了。
So they turn the beer barrel into a pulpit.
所以现在还懂吗？你看见人因着传统缘故，你就是逃难都要把讲台都搬着走的。
Man, because of tradition, even in fleeing, he thinks the pulpit along with him.
所以什么？那最后你要站讲台，还得个 pulpit 才行的。
So if you stand the pulpit, you still need a pulpit.
但是如果你读圣经的话
，But if you study the Bible,
神的话是最重要的。
God's word is the most important.
有没有物质的讲台，这并不重要。
Whether you have a physical pulpit is not important.
不过这就给弟兄姊妹看见。
And so brothers and sisters can see.
这是 Huguenots 的特点在哪里呢
？So what's the specialty of the Huguenots?
就是讲台。
It's a pulpit.
不要忘记了，这个就是会堂制度所留下来的影响。
Let's not forget, this is the system of the synagogue.
但是感谢主。
Oh, thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，神认识他自己的人。
God knows his own people.
当他的百姓在那一代受逼迫、被追赶，在旷野里面聚会以后
，When his people were congregating in the wilderness, persecuted by enemies,
他们终于经历了什么叫做 body of Christ.
Then they experienced what's the body of Christ.
所以后来等到1819多少年以后。
And so finally, in the 1890s, somewhere there,
有一个神的仆人叫 John Nelson Darby.
There was a God servant called John Nelson Darby.
他从英国就到了法国。
He came from England to France.
到了法国，他就到 Montpellier 这个城。
He came to this place called Montpellier.
不要忘记 ，Montpellier 是南边的一个城。
You know that, Montpellier is in the southern side.
就在 Montpellier 附近，到处都是当时旷野的教会聚会的地方。
That place, the Montpellier, was where the churches met in the in the wilderness.
现在 John Nelson 大比来了。
So now John Nelson 大比
他像 Apostle Paul 一样。
He was like the Apostle Paul.
他明白圣经的真理。
He understood the truth of the word.
他知道教会是基督的身体。
He understood that the church is Christ's body.
所以那个时候，当 John Nelson 大比起来传神话语的时候
，So when John Nelson 大比 spoke God's word,
你看那些人已经准备好了。
You know that the people there were prepared.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？You see this?
本来以为说非讲台不可以的。
Initially, we say we can do without the.
现在如果教会是基督的身体
，But if now the church is Christ's body,
没有讲台仍旧能够聚会的。
Without the pulpit, we still can meet.
没有讲台仍旧有主的话的。
Without the pulpit, we still have God's word.
所以因为这个缘故
，For that reason,
那 John Nelson 那边的工作在那忽然间就开启了。
And so John Nelson's work, Darby's work became.
你如果注意 John Nelson Darby 整书怎么用他的话
，If you see how God used Darby,
后来他把圣经翻成法文。
You know that he translated the Bible into French.
他工作最成功的地方就是法国，就是英国，是法国。
Successful place is France. France.
那为什么
？Why?
因为在法国，神留下7000人没有向巴黎屈膝。
Because in France, God retained 7000 people who did not.
虽然他们跟随传统。
Although they follow tradition,
神借着苦难一步一步地把他们让他们明白圣经的真理。
Through suffering, God made them realize His will.
当他们经历什么叫做神的，经历基督的身体。
When they experience what is Christ's body,
他们不管在什么地方都能聚会的时候。
They could meet anywhere.
弟兄姊妹，你看这些人是活的。
You know that these people are living.
所以等到达比起来的时候
，So when Darby came out,
当神的话发亮的时候
，When God's word was illumined,
那现在非常的清楚了。
That's very clear.
所以因为这个缘故
，For that reason,
你看见主在法国就做了空前的工作。
God did amazing work in France.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
你看见吗
？Do you see?
这就是在教会历史里面。
This is what God did.
你看见神怎么做这些奇妙的工作
？How God did this amazing work?
礼拜六晚上
，On Saturday，
我们要继续进一步。
We will continue on this.
达比这班弟兄他们怎么看见这些亮光
？How Darby saw the light?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他们不是第一班人。
They are not the first generation.
他们不是特别的人。
They are not a special group.
教会2000年来
，The church 2000 years.
有一班的弟兄姊妹。
There is a group of brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主把话给他们。
God gave them word.
他们不肯跟从传统。
They would not follow tradition.
所以他们受逼迫。
So they were persecuted.
他们到处被追赶。
Everywhere they were persecuted.
Quakers, 贵格会就是这样。
Quakers was similar.
我说过了。在教会历史里面
，In church history，
你特别读英国的历史。
You talk about the history of
Britain。恐怕教会历史里面很少一半像贵格会弟兄们受那么多的苦的。
Very few people suffered like the Quakers did。
你知道 John Fox 不知道进坐了多少次的牢
？You know that John Fox was in prison many times。
你知道美国有个地方叫 Pennsylvania。
You know that in America there's a place called Pennsylvania。
这个 Pennsylvania 的意思原文与这个 Penn 是一个人的名字 ，William Penn。
Penn was according to William Penn.
那 William Penn 是一个 Quaker， 是一个贵格会的弟兄。
William Penn was a Quaker.
那后来他向英国的皇帝要了一片土地。
And so he asked a land from the Queen of England.
所以 Pennsylvania 就是 Woods of Penn， 就是说这个是 Penn 的一片的森林。
This is the forest, the woods of Penn.
所以这个就成为了一个州，叫做 Pennsylvania.
So this become Pennsylvania.
那弟兄姊妹，你知道说这个 William Penn 对于美国有很大的贡献。
You know,William Penn a great contribution to the U.S.
美国的宪法
U.S. legal?
No, 宪法 Constitution.
Constitution.
美国的宪法严格说来，它不是根据 Puritan 的 teaching.
The Constitution is not according to the Puritan teaching.
如果你仔细分析美国的 Constitution， 它的宪法的话
，If you study the Constitution，
你看见说那个思想是贵格会的思想。
The thinking is Quaker's thinking.
奇妙的很，弟兄姊妹。
Isn't it amazing?
那贵格当 William Penn 在英国的时候
，When William Penn was in England，
他一个真理的缘故
，Because of the truth，
被关在 London Tower 里面。
He was imprisoned in London Tower。
你知道那是个很有名的监狱的。
You know that's a very famous prison。
就在监狱里面，他写了一本书。
In prison, he wrote a book。
No cross, no crown。
No cross, no crown。
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
No cross。
这是很有名、很有名一本书。
A very famous book。
没有人像贵格会受那么多的。
No one suffered like the Quakers did.
他们在美国
，When they were in U.S.
周围都是印第安人呐、啊。
Everywhere they were Indian.
他们相信马太五章、六章、七章。
They believe Matthew 5:6-7.
所以他们家里不放武器的。
And so they did not put
weapons in the house. 他们从来不准备枪来对付我们印第安人，没有的。
So they did not prepare weapons for the red Indians.
你知道英国皇帝把那块地给了 William Penn.
You know that the King of England gave the land to William Penn.
那 William Penn 对印第安人怎么做呢
？And so, What did William Penn do?
他没有说皇帝给我的是这个地是我，他没有这样做。
He did not say since the king gave it to me, this is my land.
他是用钱把他们从他们手里买过来的。
He used money to buy the land from them.
所以弟兄姊妹，你要看见说。
So brothers and sisters, you need to see.
这个 Quaker 对美国是一个很大很大的贡献。
So Quakers contributed greatly to the U.S.
这个 Quaker 不爱世界的。
Quakers did not love the world.
他们不看小说，
they did not read
不看电影，
did not see
他们的服装非常的保守。
They were very conservative in
their dressing. 那年轻人怎么办呢？
So what did the young people do?
那妇女怎么办呢？
What did the women do?
那妇女们不是专门去收集那些化妆品，不是。
The women did not collect cosmetics.
那他们去收集其他的东西。
They collected other things.
那年轻人就收集很多很多东西。
The young people collected other things.
所以有的人就收集植物的东西。
So the people
plants.
They
各种各样的树。
All kinds of trees.
各种各样的树。所以如果你今天到美国去的话，
so if you go to the U.S. today,
there's a garden called Longwood Garden.
There's a garden called Longwood Garden.
那世界最美丽的 garden 之一。
One of the most beautiful gardens.
这个就是 Quaker 弟兄们在那里收集来的。
So this was a garden put together by the Quakers.
所以不要说不爱世界，没有事情做了。
Don't say you don't love the world, nothing to do.
这个稀奇的很呐。
It's amazing.
英国。你知道英国那些最有名的人都是 Royal Society 人，如果对于科学有贡献的话。
The most important people are the Royal Society people.
他们做过统计。
They estimate
在那个 member of Royal Society 里面。
The members in the Royal Society.
有一半是 Quakers.
Half of them are Quakers.
弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
你看见他们把时间没有浪费掉。
They did not waste their time.
他们的在 hobby 的时候，结果你看见就是他们这个收集的时候。
So they harvested while they were in harvest.
所以我们知道说这个是 Quaker 的贡献。
This is the contribution of Quakers.
但是不要忘记 ，Quaker 什么呢
？What are Quakers?
Quaker 就是看见说，今天呢，我们敬拜神在灵里面敬拜。
Quakers saw that we worship God inside, in the spirit.
不是你一定要到一个什么礼拜堂你才能够敬拜。
You have to go to a place of worship.
不是你看个尖尖的塔你才能够敬拜。
Not just go to a pointed building.
敬拜的时候不是有个 program, 不是 program 的一个敬拜。
Worship is not a program.
你应该按照心灵和诚实来拜他。
You worship God in spirit and truth.
还有你一定要听从良心的声音。
Then you need to listen to the voice of your conscience.
所以弟兄姊妹，他们是一般最寻求神旨意的人。
And these people pursued after the Lord's will.
那因着寻求神的旨意。
Because they pursued the Lord's will.
所以开会的时候啊。
In their meetings.
他们的决定不是一下子的。
They do not just meet just like that.
他们不是一下就决定事情的。
They do not just decide just in a quick.
他们说我们要等一等。
Let's wait a while.
我们要寻求神的旨意。
Let's seek God's will.
所以有的人就笑 Quaker 啊。
And so some people laugh at Quakers.
他说 Quaker 是全世界活得最长的人。
So they say that the Quakers live the longest in the world.
因为他们什么都等一等，等一等，他们要明白神的旨意。
Because they say, wait a while, wait a while, wait for God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
So do you understand?
这些人是听从圣灵声音的。
Because they listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
这些人是照着圣灵来引导的。
Because they were led by the Holy Spirit.
你看见没有？
You see?
换句话说，不一定要有个礼拜堂。
It's not that you need a.
你不需要一个祭司。
You don't need a priest.
你不需要拉比。
You don't need a rabbi.
每个人都可以来到主面前。
Everyone can come to the presence of God.
如果你有话，你就起来说。
If you have a word, you start and speak.
那就照着哥林多前书十四章告诉我们。
According to 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
弟兴姊妹。
My sisters.
这些弟兄姊妹被主兴起来。
God raised up these brothers and sisters.
但是因为他们好像是反传统的。
Because they rebel, as it were, rebel against tradition.
Against
tradition.
所以当然这帮跟随传统人就不能谅解他们。
And so those who follow tradition could not bear with them.
你想想看，弟兄姊妹。
So my sister.
Puritan 受了清教徒受了多少的逼迫。
So you know the Puritans were greatly persecuted.
他们自己 Puritan 就是 followers of 他们就是这个 John Calvin 的跟随的人。
The Puritans were followers of John Calvin.
所以他们在英国受了多少的苦。
So you know that England they suffered a lot.
他们流了多少的血。
So you know they shed a lot of blood.
所以最后他们跑到美国去了。
So finally they went to New York.
他们应该最能够容忍别人的是不是
？They are the people that can tolerate others.
结果等到 Quaker 到了 Boston 的时候。
So when Quakers went to Boston.
你看他们受了逼迫。
They were persecuted.
有的人眼睛不见了。
Some people's eyes were.
有的耳朵被割下来。
Some people's ears were chopped.
你如果读这个故事的话。
If you read the story.
你说怎么基督中间会有这样的事呢
？How is it that among Christians there's such a thing?
弟兄姊妹。你如果不跟随传统
If you don't follow tradition,
你一定要被误会
you will be misunderstood.
弟兄姊妹
My sister,
你看见保罗几乎跟随了传统
you know that Paul almost followed tradition,
但神爱他
but because God loved him,
神把他监禁起来
God imprison him.
神叫他失去自由。
God caused him to lose his freedom.
因为这个缘故。
For that reason.
现在他能告诉我们什么是新的啤酒，是新的皮带。
Now he can tell us what is new wine skin.
教会乃是基督的身体。
That the church is Christ's body.
所以因着 Quaker 他们摆上了许许多多。
Because the Quaker sacrificed,
感谢主
thank the Lord,
他们虽然受了逼迫
although they were persecuted,
现在神的儿女眼睛开启了
but God's children's eyes are open,
结果达比的眼睛开启
then Darby's eyes are open,
结果 Andrew, 这个 Muller 的眼睛开启
Muller's eyes were open,
结果 Robert Chapman 的眼睛开启
Robert Chapman's eyes were open,
结果 Watchman Nee 的眼睛开启
Watchman Nee's eyes were open,
弟兄姊妹不要忘记
let's not forget,
我们所以能看见这些
because we can
背后是代表一个代价的。
Behind us, there's a cost.
背后是保罗的 imprisonment.
Behind is Paul's imprisonment.
保罗多少年在监牢里面
？Number of years Paul was in prison.
George Fox 多少年在监牢里面
？Number of years George Fox was in prison.
William Penn 多少年在监牢里面
？William Penn number of years he was in prison.
他们受了许多的逼迫。
They were persecuted greatly.
结果把光让我们看见了。
So that we can see the light.
那 Huguenots 他们到处逃避。
Huguenots fled all over the world.
神教导他们。
God let them.
再教导他们。
God let them again.
现在神兴起一个人叫 John Nelson Darby.
God raised up a person called John Nelson Darby.
他们现在明白圣经。
So now they understood the
Bible. 他们明白神的旨意了。
They understood God's will.
现在他们可以不跟随传统。
So now they no longer have to follow
tradition. 所以弟兄姊妹。
So、
你愿意跟随保罗呢
are you willing to follow Paul?
你还是更愿意跟随雅各呢
Or are you willing to follow James?
雅各说这里信主的有几多少万
Here James says there are tens of thousands.
个个都为律法热心
These believers follow a zealous of the law.
个个都为犹太教热心
They are zealous for the Judaism.
你说这是教会还是犹太教呢
Is this the church or Judaism?
这很明显是犹太教的一个 brand, 一个另外一支就是了
This is very clear that it's not a branch of Judaism.
但是不弟兄姊妹
No,
那是旧皮带
This is old wine skin.
我们主所要的是新皮带
The Lord wants new wine skin.
不管有多少的代价
no matter what's the cost,
弟兄姊妹主要得着他所要得
God wants to gain,
主在中国是这么做
God did this in China,
主在新加坡也这么做
God did this, does this in
Singapore, 如果你们读新加坡的历史
if you study Singapore history,
当初弟兄们在这里起来的时候
when the brothers at that time,
他们受了多少的误会
they were misunderstood,
他们受了多少的白眼
they sacrificed a lot,
他们受了多少的逼迫
they were persecuted,
弟兄姊妹
my sisters,
感谢主
能够
看见吗？但是如果我们一不小心
，if we are not careful，
我们很容易就回到传统去。
Very easily we go back to tradition。
我们不明白。
We don't.
所以年轻人说
，so but young people say，
为什么不像他们一样
？Why am I not like them？
为什么不像这个聚会，不像那个聚会
？Why are we not like this assembly and that assembly？
为什么我们受限制这么多
？Why are we so constrained？
为什么我们诗歌这么长呢
？Why our hymn so long？
为什么我们聚会这么沉呢
？Why is our meeting so dull？
这别人为什么那么热闹呢
？Why are the people so full of activity？
原因在哪里呢
？What's the reason？
第一代看见了。
The first generation,
第二代也看见了
the second generation,
到第三代
generation,
慢慢我们就跟随传统
Very soon we follow
我们不知道我们为什么在这里
We do not understand why we are here
两千年来
2000 years,
多少圣徒的血
So much blood of the
铺下一条道路
laid
铺下一条道路
laid paved the way
这一条路就是教会的道路
This is the way of the church
所以弟兄姊妹、
so、sisters,
我们不能轻易把它放弃
Let's not easily let go of it
靠着主的恩典
By the Lord's grace
我们愿意回到这条主的道路上
Go back to this way
在这条路上
In this way
有眼泪
There is tears
在这条道路上
In this way
有血
There's blood
但是感谢主
But thank the Lord
我们没有第二条道路
There's no other way
感谢主
Thank the Lord
这条路我们非走不可
This way we have to walk in
所以但愿主给我们看
May the Lord help us to see
这个不是个 ideal 不光是个理想
This is not an ideal
好像从来没有实行过
It's like it never happened before
我们知道
We know
教会果然犹太教化了
The church indeed had become Judaized.
教会果然世界化了。
The church has become secularized.
结果那个名字叫做基督教。
And this became the name Christianity.
另外一个 religion.
Another religion.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
感谢主，两千年来，
2000 years,
主所要乃是基督的身体。
God wants His body.
那今天主已经把这个托付在我们的身上。
Now God has entrusted this to us.
我们不能把它丢弃。
We cannot throw it away.
我们要起来。
We have to arise.
照着主的恩典往前。
We have to go according to God's will.
如果我们失败了
，If we fail,
那我们要问
，Then we need to ask.
会不会新加坡的确有基督的身体
？Is it that Singapore indeed has Christ's body?
如果真有的话
，If there is,
我们应该参加他们。
Then we need to follow them.
你不要觉得参加他们是羞耻。
You mustn't say that it's a shame to follow them.
但如果没有的话
，But if there isn't,
责任已经在我们的身上。
Then the responsibility is on our shoulders.
弟兄姊妹
，Francis,
谁都可以起来为主的见证。
All. can come arise for his testimony.
为主的见证不是垄断的，不是 patent 的，不是你拿了专权的，这个不是拿了专权的，不是。
Christ's testimony is not a patent.
是每个人都可以起来做。
Everyone's right.
我们不做，别人可以起来做。
If we don't do it, others can do it.
我们失败，有别人可以起来做。
If we fail, others will arise.
因为这是主的工作。
Because this is God's work.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、sisters,
我们愿意别人。来顺服主的旨意。
Are we willing to obey him?
感谢主。虽然我们像保罗一样。
Although we are like Paul,
我们失去了很多的自由。
We lost a lot of freedom.
否则的话，
Otherwise,
全世界都是你的。
The whole world is yours.
财富是你的。
All treasure is yours.
Prosperity 是你的。
Prosperity is yours.
但因着你跟随主的缘故。
Because you follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，天国都是我们的。
But because you follow the Lord, the kingdom of God is yours.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven is yours.
天国是我们的。
Kingdom of heaven is yours.
所以因着这个缘故，
for that reason,
弟兄姊妹，叫我们一同在主面前寻求。
May we seek after the Lord together.
所以主若愿意的话，
if the Lord willing,
我们礼拜六我们要继续。
On Saturday we'll continue.
我们要从教会历史里面来看。
From church history, we'll see.
搭配他们。
How do we?
尼托生弟兄他们，
how,
他们怎么看见这个光的？
How they see the light?
是不是只有他们看见了？
Is it just because they saw the light?
不，
no.
在教会历史里面，
in church history,
你看有一条线，
there is a line.
圣灵已经做了工作，
God, the Holy Spirit did
the work. 那是荣耀的工作，
and that's a glorious work.
我感谢主，
thank the Lord.
借着达比。借着 Austin Spark， 借着尼托生，叫我们看得更清楚。
We can see more clearly,
弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
如果我们真的看见，
if we see,
但愿我们起来跟随主。
May we arise to follow him,
教主的心能够得到满足。
Let the Lord's heart be satisfied.
好，我想我们今天晚上就说到这里。
Let's, tonight we'll just
我们低头一个简单祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们把这些话交在你的手里。
We place these words into your hands.
我们特别为在座年轻的弟兄姊妹。
Especially pray for the young.
我们向你祷告。
We pray for them.
但是他们坐在这里。
When they sit here.
他能明白我们所交通的。
They can understand what we fellowship.
知道为什么我们这样聚会。
Why we fellowship in this way.
知道我们为什么不到世界去。
Why we do not go to the world.
我们不能到世界去。
We cannot go to the world.
因为我们已经得救了。
Because we have been saved.
因为我们已经受尽了。
Because we have been baptized.
世界远远丢在背后。
The world is far behind us.
我们就是想埃及的黄瓜韭菜，我们也不能回去。
Even if we think of Egypt's melons, we cannot return.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
旷野是你给我们的道路。
Wilderness is the way you give us.
我们愿意来顺服你。
We are willing to submit.
虽然有艰难。
Although there's difficulty.
虽然有苦难。
Although there's suffering.
但这里有你的同在。
But there's your presence here.
主啊，我们感谢。
Lord, we thank you.
但愿我们一生能讨你的喜欢。
That in our whole life we'll be pleasing to you.
在这几天里面。
In these few days.
求你把这些话赏给我们。
Then you give us your word.
叫我们看见说，在教会历史里面，我们不是孤单的一般的人。
That in church history we are not loners.
我们也不是特别的一般的人。
We're not a special group.
我们呢，在许许多多的人做见证里面的一部分。
That amongst we are a group of people who have testimony for you.
在你回来以前。
That before you come
back. 但愿在新加坡这个地方。
That in Singapore, this place,
你的心能够得着满足。
That your heart will be satisfied.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.